nothing at all. Hey, what's up? We're here. It's Radio Time. Your host, Ricky Skietta. Thank you for joining us today. If you're tuning in right now, those two people at Starbucks, thank you very much. We just picked up seven listeners. Yeah. Thank you very much, all you people tuning in. Rob DeRocha is with us today.
Can you hear me? Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, we can hear him, but he is.
Unfortunately, go F yourself, buddy.
And really quick, before we start the show, we were just talking about this, but I just want to clear the air to all those people that tuned in last week and heard Rob. I did this whole thing where I had some comedians call in and act like some kids. Basically, it was my idea. And so if you didn't like it, you can call in and you can tell me, Rob's friends who think that was really not nice to do. That was kind of bad. It was really bad, Rob's friends.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah,
that's what
they
sound like. It was just a running joke. Come on.
Dude, you got a hair on your face. I think it's a pube. I don't know what it is. But
that's actually your mom's pube. Oh, your mom was in the back of the
Mijo.
Eating her out.
Mijo.
As she was singing, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
See, he just lost, we just lost all seven listeners.
Because
really? You said that. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks a lot. There you go. Just blame everything on me.
But, hey, last week, really, I had some people that liked it on my part. They thought it was really funny, but Rob thought it wasn't funny. So if you want to share your opinion and you want to say it was funny or not funny, feel free to call in 1-800-893-9562 and share your opinion whether last week was funny or not.
Before you throw me under the bus, I said it was funny at certain points, except to a point when I thought I was a kid, when I was talking to a kid, because I knew there were incoming calls that were fake, right? I knew that already. You already established that. So then, when I was talking crap to these kids, I started feeling like a dick. And you know what? And then I realized, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to start being a dick. I don't care.
And we were just talking here also about reactions. So basically, I put myself in Rob's shoes and I said to myself, okay, if I'm at a show and I get heckled by a kid, okay, and then I'm at a radio show and people start calling in, they're like kids and they're acting like kids, and they're putting me down. They say, you suck. I would be very cautious about my reaction. That's just me, though. That's just me. And then I would flow with it. I would flow with it and probably stay away from, I hope you get molested. And
why? That was funny.
That was funny.
But the funniest part was Christine Little, who said that she wishes that she can get into a van that says, I have candy or something like that.
Yeah, she was hilarious.
And that was hilarious. Yeah. And I even laughed. And those little small segments of that long 10-minute drying out sketch was the part that I was just like, all right, enough. All right.
And then my other point is that we ourselves are an infant radio show. We just started here at Skid Row Studios about a month and a half ago. And I started my radio show, Is Radio Time, last summer, 2012, in my garage. So we're learning. We're learning as we go along. So I'm sorry, Rob's friends. I'm sorry, Rob's friends, Rob's family, friends, whatever. If you thought it was a bad skit, a bad bit, call in and let me know. 1-800-893-9562.
You know what? Since you keep on talking about it so much, you know what I thought was funny?
We're just 3 minutes into the show. No,
so much that you're just talking about it. There's the part where one of the guys that called in said something about you being creepy. I think it was still Christine Little. And then right away, Rick's face turned like, whoa, whoa. Hey, let's talk about Rob. Let's not talk about me. Well, you all of a sudden got a little bit offended.
Listen, Rob. You're not listening. Listen, Rob. What happened was I trained these comedians on the phone beforehand. Alfred was one of them. And I don't know if I told Alfred this, but
Hold on.
How did he train you?
Oh, by the way, we have Alfred Robles joining us. Right, Alfred, thank you, Robles.
What's up? What's up?
From the Fluffy Tour. Come on.
The funny part was, I did not call, bro.
Yeah.
You told me to call, but
you didn't even call?
No, he didn't.
Call.
Yeah.
Because I know it was Rob. They go, nah, Rob's a cool guy. You know what I mean? I don't want to do it.
So he agrees with me.
But the funny part was, you should have seen him the day before. He went up to, Martin Rizzo, right?
Yeah.
He went up to Rizzo and he goes, hey, let me talk to you real quick. And Martin Rizzo went to the side and I was right there listening. And he goes, hey, have you ever done voiceover before? It was like he was wanting him to do an audition or something. And Martin Rizzo got happy, dude. He's like, Yeah, I'll do it. Call in. And he was on the, and then right when he said, call in and act like a kid, little kid, you could see his face like, oh. I thought he was going to give me some
work. And Bart did good.
Is that how you started your conversation?
Yeah.
Did you do voiceover?
Yeah. He pulled the comics aside. Hey, come here. Let me talk to you real quick.
Yeah. And I told Martin, I go, hey, and remember, and I told some of the comedians, remember, we're going to attack Rob. And if you want, say, Rick, you're great. So it gets under Rob's skin even more. And so when I said
that. They never did that, though.
When I said that, I wasn't getting offended. I was reminding them, hey, by the way, remember what I told you? Rick's cool. Rob, you know, so it was all inside shit.
So you said that you really trained them.
Yeah, I tried to.
You did not train them well
enough. Two out of six, that's not bad for
you're,
1 month
you're
radio
a fat
show.
You're a trainer. That's what you are.
I'm terrible.
You're a fat trainer.
Since we're still on the subject of kids, another thing that I saw was on CNN, this one lady called Ashley, and she doesn't spell it A-S-H-L-E-Y. She spells it A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H. I don't know who the hell spells Ashley like that, but this woman got offended over the GoDaddy.com commercial because of the model giving the nerd a kiss.
No way. Are you talking about the dance or are you telling me?
No, I'm talking about the nerd.
Why would she get offended? Good for him.
I know.
I wish I was that guy.
I know. And then she said no because I'm watching the game with my two kids and CBS, how dare you let this GoDaddy.com commercial with this model kissing this nerd. I cannot believe it. And then the next story, she goes, okay, now we're going to talk about gays and Boy Scouts. And wow, that's a good thing. it is a good thing. I have no problem with it. But how are you going to talk about that and have a problem with the other thing?
Do they show a picture of Ashley?
Yeah, she's
ugly.
She's ugly. Yeah,
of course.
She's got the glasses.
And if she was in a commercial with George Clooney kissing her,
yes,
she would do it in a heartbeat.
Absolutely, you're right.
You know what gets me mad about that? That's like Make-A-Wish Foundation stuff right there. That's what that is. You know, like, go ahead, let that guy kiss that beautiful girl. Like, I mean, he'll remember that forever. I hope he goes to the gym and work out. I hope it changes his life. I hope so. I mean, I don't know if he can lose weight in his head because his head was pretty big. But that thing, like,
it was a good commercial, bro.
It was a little disgusting, though, right?
Yeah, you're a little grossed
out by
it. You know, the Ravens didn't win. That little kid won, bro.
that little kid won, huh?
No, he stuck it to everybody. I mean, that kid must have been picked on at school. And, like, all of a sudden, how old was that guy? Like, 21, 22 years old?
What, the kid?
Yeah, the kid.
I don't know, man. That kid looked like 15.
No, could tell he was older. He has that Andy Milonakis thing, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got, and then like his red, like you could tell how he was blushing. Uh-huh. Like, you see his face, how he had like a rash or like a redness on him. Like, I mean, he just looked, that was like worse than Big Bang Theory. You know?
I had a problem with that CNN analyst on that one. Another problem I have is I actually posted just about an hour or two ago, and I saw Cisco posted this video of this little fat kid in his underwear dancing. A little Mexican fat kid in his underwear dancing, okay? And he dances really good, by the way. You got to check it out. He dances really good. And this...
What's the link? Tell everybody what the link is.
Just go to my Facebook and you'll see. Just go to my Facebook. This little fat kid was dancing, okay, in his underwear.
What if people don't know what your Facebook is? How about that?
How about go to rickisquieta.com?
There you go.
Rob's friends who don't like my ideas.
I am just calling you out now. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
I know how to take criticism, don't worry.
Oh, listen.
From kids, too.
Oh, okay.
It's called Gordito Bailando Inténtalo, right? And so basically, it's this little fat kid dancing.
You have to
on YouTube,
to the,
okay?
English speakers out there, please.
Okay, it means gordito bailando inténtalo. It means little fat kid dancing, try it out. Okay, so she deleted all her stuff. She deleted the late, see? She deleted all her stuff, and what she was saying was, how dare these parents put this online, this poor kid, without the poor kid even knowing. And so right now there's some pedophile jerking off to himself watching this kid. And I'm thinking,
first of all, pedophiles do not want to go out with a fat kid.
I know.
Pedophiles, this guy's got chichis, man.
That's what I was saying.
I mean, he looks like a girl, but he's awesome, man.
He's awesome. Look how he dances.
Is he wearing underoos?
Okay. And so basically,
dude,
what she was saying.
I'm looking at it right here on my phone.
She's saying that it was so wrong to do that. But then she said, no, I'm not attacking you. But hey, you know, it's still. Got it. Hold on a second. Hold that caller. But basically, what I was saying was, and this is what I wrote. I go, you know what? I used to sing and dance in my underwear when I was a kid. What I would give to have videos of that.
This kid is
talented.
Yeah.
Please don't take that away from him. And then I told her, because then she was writing even more, and I said, he's a comedian. You'll like this, Alfred. I said, he's a comedian in the making, a potential fluffy. I don't see any private parts hanging out. In other countries, kids wear Speedos to swimming parties. Should we judge those parents? These parents don't think it was a problem because of the culture they live in. We can't judge them for that. And then she was just, it was just a bad attack. It was just bad. And it got me so upset. I'm like, don't be putting that stuff on my Facebook, that pedophile stuff.
I start attacking your page, and they don't even know you, or they just...
I don't care if kids attack me. I love kids.
I got one question, bro.
What's that?
How do we know he's Mexican?
Yeah, how do we know he's Mexican?
I know, that's true. That's true. The tortillas, maybe.
Guatemala?
Yeah. Well, today on the show...
What kind of music is that he's dancing to?
I think that's cumbia. What is that?
It is cumbia.
Chon chicachon, 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 chicachon. I don't know. Anyways, today's show, we have a jam-packed show for you today. We started off with a lot of crazy stuff about kids, but we also have the girls from Toronto moving to Hollywood. We have an update from them. We're going to get to them. I think they're on the line right now. We're going to hold for a second, though. We're also going to be, guess who we have in the show, Alfred? Somebody you need to collect bets from.
Oh, man, Mr. Benny Mena.
Mr. Benny Mena coming on the show to give us his 49er getting beat story. And then Ravens obviously won the Super Bowl. We'll be talking about that some more, too. Ravens won the Super Bowl, so we'll be talking about that. Just in case you didn't know.
I like that. I like that Ray Lewis went on a high note.
I like that, too.
Did you like his speech? Did you like what he was doing out there? Like
Baltimore! Baltimore!
I loved
20
it.
Times?
No, I loved it, man. That reminded me of the old days with Shaq. Can you dig it?
Yeah, I remember that. Those were the good Laker days.
Hey, let's take bets. Do you think Benny's going to wear his Niner gear when he comes in?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't know. I think he will.
I know. When my team loses a Super Bowl, I'm not going to wear. You know what? I'm a fan, but I'm not going to wear that.
Right. Me neither, bro.
I mean, I did wear my Saints gear last year when they lost to the Niners during the playoffs.
I won't wear it right after, but maybe like a day or a week after.
I did wear it right after, and then I had some Niner fans talking smack to me.
Oh.
Out of the blue, man. I just said, hey, congratulations on your win. And they just, yeah, that's right. We beat your ass. I'm like, what?
So we're going to be talking Super Bowl. We're also going to be talking about the power going out. We're also going to be talking about that last play holding call. Chris Carter had a very good quote on that. Also, the coaches, if you guys saw anything about the coaches.
Chris Carter, by the way, just got let into the Football Hall of Fame.
As he should, because he's an awesome wide receiver who had a great opinion on that holding, and I can't wait till Benny gets here, because we'll talk about that holding. Every Niner fan thinks it was holding, but it was...
Calls go both ways, and people need to get over it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, I think we're going to get a call from our friend Jerry Garcia, 6:30. And Mike, I'm going to talk about my time on YouPorn radio show. Basically, I was on a radio show with Ginger Lynn and Christy Cannon, two porn stars, and boy, was it crazy.
Did you get a happy ending?
No, I kept my dignity, and I came out.
You kept your dignity? I heard you took down your pants.
Yeah, I did. But we'll talk about that.
Don't
give the secret. If you want to hear what happened with me and the two porn stars on the radio show.
I kept my dignity. My pants fell down, but still, I was dignified about it. Right?
Playboy Radio. Also, we have Alfred Robles here with us, who tours with Fluffy. Gabriel Iglesias will be talking about his trip to London and how he ran into a famous celebrity by the name of Kanye West. And we'll hear the story on that one. Plus, we have some top news here about that kid being held hostage. The ex-Navy SEALs sniper dying and getting shot, you know, because he was helping some veteran. Did you hear about this? Richard III's bones were found. Big effing deal. That's the story on that.
Richard III of what?
I know, of England.
Where were they found here?
It's under a parking lot. They were found under a parking lot. Can you believe
it? It was his bones. Did they say Richard III? Was it there a tattoo?
No, I think
it's just bones.
So yeah. I think the dog licked it. So yeah, this is Richard
III.
Was
there a name tag? Or, was there a dog next to him with a leash that said it belonged to Richard III?
Right.
I never understand that.
But now, first, what we're going to go to is our girls. The ladies, Laura and Mammy, are you there? Girls, are you there?
Yeah,
ladies,
can you hear us?
I can hear you. Where are you?
We're in a parking lot in our car.
You're in a parking lot.
Is that where you guys live now?
Is that where you live now, in the car?
In our car.
Are you homeless?
Yes, we are.
You are homeless.
No, you have your uncle, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think we've overstayed our welcome there, so...
Oh, I see. Yeah,
that... Did you offer him drugs?
We're sitting in a Ralph's parking lot.
Hey.
Okay. Wait. Before you say anything else, which Ralph's parking lot are you at?
In Silver Lake.
In Silver
Near
Lake.
Glendale.
Okay.
Okay, in Ralph's parking. That's a good place to live.
Are you guys at Redbox? What are you guys doing there? You have nowhere to go?
Before we go on, I just want to explain to our new listeners out there that Laura and is it Kaylee? Is it Mammy? I know your last name is Mammy.
My middle name is Mamie. It's after my great aunt. But my name's Caitlin.
Caitlin. Okay. I don't remember your name, I'm sorry, honey, but I won't forget.
I kept saying Mammy, and I kept on picturing that.
I know.
Mammy.
The
white guy with a black.
That's what I always think when I see her name, but Mammy. Okay, Caitlin. Okay, Caitlin and Laura came from Toronto. A friend of mine, Debbie, who's friends with their dad, with Laura's dad or uncle, said, hey, these girls are coming from Toronto to Hollywood, and can you please help them start their comedy career? And I said, I don't know what I could do to start their comedy career, but... Hey, I'll have you guys on my show, and we'll keep updating with you girls and see what's going on. Now, last time I talked to you girls were supposed to go to some shows with me on Friday, but Friday, February the 1st, you showed up to your new apartment in Silver Lake, which you contracted online because they saw some beautiful pictures, I'm sure, of this apartment in Silver Lake, and it turns out it was a horror story.
Was it on Craigslist?
Yeah, basically, you're right. We're in the hole, $1,300.
Wait a minute, why $1,300?
Can I get that money back?
Okay, well, it was $1,300 to share a room with two blow-up mattresses, and the apartment smelled like dog pee.
More like horse pee.
Yeah, it smelled like a farm.
That sounds like Silver Lake.
Yeah.
Ladies, are you interested in buying a car for $2,000. It's got wheels.
Three air mattresses.
It's probably no different than the apartment we were supposed to stay in. Yeah. So anything's an upgrade right now.
Cardboard boxes.
Wait, time out. So when you guys showed up, paint the picture for us. You walked in.
And speak louder because you guys are on speakerphone. I can't hear you too well.
Okay, we'll hold the phone up closer. Better?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, so we walked into the place, and our uncle was with us to help us move. And right away, as soon as we walk in, all we smell is a farm. And we go into our room. She's got our name on the door. And we go in, and there's two blow-up mattresses sitting there. And obviously, Laura's uncle was trying to be supportive, but obviously knew we had just wasted our money.
And he's probably like, I want these bitches out of my house.
Wait a second. Wait, time out. I'm out.
Hi. Yeah.
Wait, the $1,300, is that first month and last month's deposit? Is that what that was?
No, just 1 month. Yeah.
Oh, February. No. Why didn't you guys stay there at least for like a couple days or something if you put that much money
in? Yeah.
Well, you thought about that today.
Yeah, at least use the bathroom.
I know. Here's the thing. We're learning that maybe we should think about things before we do it. We pretty much got there and then told her we had to leave and then left. And then we're like, oh, shit, we have nowhere to live.
Yeah. So we went to Vegas.
That's always a good solution, a good answer, right? When you when things go bad, let's go to Vegas.
Go to Vegas. That's what we did.
And so you went to Vegas. And then what happened?
Oh God, what didn't happen? It was, we stayed in a really crappy hotel that was off the strip in the ghetto, but whatever, we just took cabs to the strip and then went to...
Was it with inflatable mattresses?
Did it smell like dog pee? Like, maybe it's you guys.
Oh, look at these girls.
What? Yeah. Okay, so then...
This weekend, so every night we went out, I said it was my birthday, and then we got... drunk a lot.
Okay.
We played blackjack and won. Well, first we won $10 and we're ecstatic. We were like, holy shit, we just won $10. And then we won $100 the next day. And then we lost $30. Yeah.
And then you lost $30.
All right.
Wow. And okay, wait. But then you were at a club and you knocked over a girl's drink and you almost got in a fight, you told me.
Yeah. I was dancing like a maniac and my elbow... bang this girl's drink and smashed it all over like her new shoes and she's like, what the hell, you spilled my drink. And I was like, my elbow shattered. I pretended I
call 911, right,
just so she wouldn't have to buy her a new drink.
Yeah, I didn't want to buy her a new drink. And okay. Then I ran to the locker room
and it worked.
Dance. Okay. Yeah, it worked.
Okay. And I have here Caitlin made out with two guys.
Don't know.
At the same time?
No, not at the same. Like one after. I think one on a Friday and the other one on a Sunday.
Yeah, I made it with this cute Australian boy named Clayton.
Hello, mate.
Hello. And then on my birthday night, I just kept kissing guys. Laura said I kissed a midget, but I don't remember.
Oh, yes.
You made that midget stay.
Was his name Brad Williams?
I think she's exaggerating. Maybe he was just really short.
He was like 4 feet tall, and that's it. Maybe less.
Oh, shut up.
Did he get a boner? Did he get a boner? Did you see, like, he got a little... Did you see anything?
Did the chubby get a chubby?
Okay, so then you came back to L.A., right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You keep running into this guy, this weird guy that you saw in Roswell, New Mexico.
Okay. So this is bizarre. So we told you last time we met a guy in New Mexico who was crazy. Like, he was nuts. He gave Laura a rock, and he gave me a hat and a 10-year-old box of Chiclets. And anyway, so we're at a burger place in Vegas. We just finished eating.
Yep.
And we start leaving, and as we leave, the guy turns around and starts handing me a book. Like, he knew we were there. Like, he had followed us. I swear to God, he's following us. I think we're being stalked.
All right.
So he tried to give me this book. He turned around, he handed it to me. And I was just like, I think I said, oh, my God. And then we just ran away. And we kept looking behind us to see if he was there. We haven't seen him since. But if we see him in L.A.
You ran away from him?
Well, he's a guy that's been following him since New Mexico.
He hasn't been following you guys. It's just by fate. Did you not learn anything by the Super Bowl? It's a destiny. Maybe you guys are meant to be together.
I was thinking maybe I should just make out with him, seeing as that's...
Well, there you go. That's a solution.
Out with everybody. Alfred here wants
she's
to
smart.
Make out with
you. You know what? What's your name again?
Caitlin.
Caitlin. I'm a comedian. I'm always on the road, and I got this apartment in Mount Washington.
There you go.
And I'll rent you my living room. I got two couches.
There you go, ladies.
For $200 and two reach arounds a month.
There you go. There you go, ladies. That's a good deal.
That is a good deal.
That's better than the last one.
So, anything
two reach arounds.
Two reach arounds. That's a great. That's a bargain. That's
$200 a month and two reach arounds, and each one of you guys gets
what's
a couch.
What's your place smell like? Does it smell like dog meat?
No, it doesn't smell like nothing because I'm never home. I don't got a stove. I don't got a fridge, but I got DirecTV and I got internet.
There you go.
Oh shit, ladies.
What do you say, ladies? You want to sign the contract with Alfred?
And I got 172 pair of shoes.
What's that got to do with it?
Okay, so. Besides all this stuff, you're homeless. You went to Vegas. Caitlin's making out with anybody she can make out with. That's okay. That's okay. That's always...
Caitlin, you didn't really give me that vibe when you were here. What's up?
She totally gave me that vibe. I got that vibe. That's good stuff. But she knows what she wants. That's today's woman. She knows what she wants. Right, Caitlin?
Yeah, when I'm drunk, I know what I want. And what I want is...
Any mouth, I guess.
Any mouth. You hear that? Any mouth,
any
guys.
Any mouth. Wow.
You guys don't sound terrible.
You hear? Is your mom and dad listening?
Is mom and dad listening right now? You
dang.
Think?
Well, I really hope not.
That's all I gotta say.
I've never heard a girl say that. I just want any mouth.
And hey, when do you guys got time to go up on stage?
Yeah, when are you guys gonna, when's your what? Next show? So, when's your next gig?
So what's going on with comedy? That was gonna be my next question.
Let me go ahead and plug yourselves, ladies, with your shows too, your YouTube channel and all that.
Okay, so our YouTube channel is Cheap Smokes Comedy, and there's some hilarious videos on there. Some bad ones too, but try to watch the funny one. Cheap Smokes Comedy.
Which one's the funny one? Which one's the funny one, Miss? Which one's the funny one, Laura?
Oh, Paranormal Activities.
Okay.
Paranormal Activity. McDonald's commercial is a good one.
Commercial? Okay.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing. I was talking to somebody about your stuff, and they liked what they saw.
Really?
Yeah. Because somebody who listened to our radio.
He was retarded, though. He was retarded anyways.
He was from New Mexico.
He was from New Mexico.
He didn't understand any English.
He likes the moving pictures.
Yes, he likes the moving pictures.
No. This was somebody who actually listens. This is a radio show fan. They said, you know what? I listened to them, and they were funny.
Yeah, that's good. So really, yeah, the only comedy gig we have right now is right now with you guys.
Oh, yeah. So she goes, the only good thing that's going on is we're guests on your radio show.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
And I'm like, I don't even know if that's good.
I don't even talk about this radio show. I don't even say anything to anybody.
Wow.
I keep this a secret.
Well, the thing is, we feel like we should prioritize to get a home before we try and do some more gigs.
Oh, really? You think you should do that? Maybe find a place to live? Maybe find a place to shower, take a dump?
God.
You think that would be a priority, number one?
I know. What do you get?
It is our priority. We're in a car right now, and we potentially do have a place to live, but we don't get to move in for another 5 days. So we basically have 5 more days of we don't know.
Wow. Wow. Look at that. And you can't go back to uncles?
We did last night. Tonight, we're going to maybe do a motel, and then tomorrow night, a friend's.
You want to go stay at Alfred's?
For 5 days.
You want? He lives in Mount Washington. He lives over here.
One reach around.
let's go to Alfred's.
Well, I guess we'll just take turns if it's only one reach around.
Take turns, yeah.
There you go.
And we'll make it a Cheap Smokes video.
And we'll watch a hockey game when you're doing it.
And I can send it to my grandma.
Yes.
Look at that. I like the enthusiasm.
All right.
Well, ladies, I really wish you the best of luck.
Yeah.
Please call in again next week. We want to know every week what's going on with you ladies. And
yeah.
Please tell us more stories of what's going on. And I hope you find a place to live. And,
Thank you.
Yeah,
maybe next time we talk to you, we will have a home. Yeah. That's our goal.
That's my goal for you ladies. That's my challenge for you guys.
Hey, are you serious? You can't get your $1,300 back?
We're trying.
We've
got like 500 back, but
man, that's a jerk landlord. And so, what did you see on the internet? What was it that you saw on Craigslist that you said, "Oh, that's beautiful. That's worth $1,300. What did you see?
That was that photographer that took those pictures, but. It must have been like amazing pictures.
The photographer got paid $1,000, and then the owner got $300.
They were really nice pictures. There was this picture of this like beautiful orange and mango tree, and then we get to back.
Oh yeah, that always closes.
Yeah, that's it right there, dude.
Hey, Alfred has an orange and mango tree.
Hey, ladies, now you know how we feel when we meet a chick on Facebook and they have those hot pictures, and then when you meet them, they're fucking butt.
Yeah, that's what happens.
That's how we fucking feel.
Yeah.
That's why our apartment was a butterface.
Yeah. And for you girls, this is not to you girls, but for those girls out there that are ugly too, you know, get a nice picture and do what all the other girls are doing.
Oh my God.
Oh, just keep it real. Keep it ugly.
I will have no part in this. This is all you. Yeah.
Girls from Toronto. Well, thank you, girls from Toronto. What's the next plan? What are you going to do this weekend?
We have a movie premiere on Thursday. We have to go on a red carpet.
Oh, for what movie?
Shower, bath beforehand. But
oh, yeah. You guys got to shower. Can't do that.
We really got to shower. Maybe we'll go down to the beach and find some shower down there.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
That's a tough life. I give you guys credit.
Yeah.
Pretty rough moving out here.
Well, the ladies from Toronto, Laura and Caitlin, thank you very much for calling in and sticking in there. And
Caitlin, I hope you find a mouth soon.
Oh, me too. Thanks. Maybe movie premiere night. Who knows?
I know. Maybe someone's going to be choking on something, and then you're going to go up to them and give them some CPR. It's going to be awesome.
Girls, you don't need a shower. You need a, Caitlin just needs a guy to lick her up and down. You clean yourself up just like that. Fine.
Oh.
I love the sound guy just, oh!
The sound guy's loving it. So Nick, the sound guy, he's loving it, right?
The sound guy has his pants down.
You girls are super interesting, man. I hope you enjoy your time in L.A.
Thank you. Thanks so much for chatting with us, boys.
Do you have a place they can stay, Nick?
I do, but I don't know what my roommate would think about that.
Oh, I think your roommate would be very happy.
Actually, yeah, my roommate is a dude, too. He'd be very happy.
I think your roommate would be very happy. See, girls, this is what you have to do, okay? You need to go out there, find a guy like Nick or any other guys that have, and just use them.
Yeah, don't just make out.
That's what every L.A. girl does. Just use them. And then use the roof over your head.
Personally,
the showers.
If I go out with a girl 10 times and I pay for everything, I start thinking she's using me for food.
Right. So we'll have to keep it under 10 times then.
But you know what? Sometimes we like to get used, so it's cool.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. I think one of them has a boyfriend. Laura, you have a boyfriend?
I do. But I don't think he's listening.
No, but it's okay. So. We're not looking for a relationship, though.
Oh, okay.
It's all good.
How is that relationship working out, by the way? He's in Toronto?
He is. It's pretty good. I haven't really talked to him that much because...
Oh,
it's going to be fine, though.
It's going to be ending soon. It's
actually, he just asked Laura for her ring size, so...
Oh, no.
He's making bad moves. Laura doesn't want to get married. She's living the single life out here.
Let's change the subject, okay?
Why?
You weirded out. I don't know.
Look, long distance. Learn from everybody. Long distance love affairs. What do you think, Rob?
Laura and Toronto guys.
What do you think,
sitting
Alfred?
On a tree.
What do you
don't
think?
Do it. Don't do it.
No, but what is the end result of long distance?
They never last.
They never work out. Yeah, they don't. So, what's his name?
Hold on.
What's his name?
Restraining order.
David.
What's his name?
David.
David.
Yeah.
David, if you're listening, but you might not be listening, or you might be listening next week.
Don't
you
know, do it, knows? Buddy. Do not get the ring. Abort.
Go get your money
Abort.
Back. Go get your money back, dude. Go get your
She's
money back.
She's not ready.
She's with Caitlin, and Caitlin's making out with the world. David?
Laura needs to catch up to Caitlin.
Oh, I've had my share in the back in the day. Oh,
back in the day.
Oh,
when I was in eighth grade.
That's always, every girl always says that. I hate when a girl says that. Oh, I used to be a whore.
Oh,
no, you will always be one. No, I'm just kidding.
Laura's been around the block. Hey, quite a few times, I will say.
Yeah, I got that vibe from Laura. I didn't get that vibe from you.
Oh, yeah. She's been around the block.
All right, ladies. Well, I want to.
Anyway, I won't say the number, but.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. For
we could pretty much figure that one out. But, ladies, I want to thank you very much for calling us in. We're going to check back with you next week. Hopefully, you're alive, and everything's okay. You guys got your arms, your legs. You know, there's nothing bad happening. Just be careful out there for all the weird people, and remember, you got a home. At Alfred's house.
Hell yeah.
Thank you so much. That means so much, Alfred. Thank you.
Just hit me up on Facebook, Alfred Robles. I'll be waiting for you guys.
Yeah, he's under our friends list.
We love you, girls. You're welcome here anytime.
Thank you so much, guys.
Okay, we'll see you under the sheets.
Under the sheets. Oh, man.
That was weird, bro.
Wow, that is crazy, huh? So what do you think, Alfred? I mean,
what? I felt like I was a father, bro, and they were confessing to me. They were telling me their sins. Yeah, I felt weird, dude.
Yeah, huh?
Go fucking say.
They look like good girls. I mean, they're good girls, but they're party animals too.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, yeah, you can tell, dude.
Yeah, that Kaylin, she'll be all over you, Alfred. Like in a second.
You know what's funny? Man. I don't think they really planned their trip to the L.A. You know?
Exactly.
I think they're just like, we're gonna move out there. We're gonna be stars. We're gonna do this.
I think they saw a movie, right? Like, what movie does that?
Like that Britney Spears movie, Road Trip or whatever. I don't know. It's like
time out. Hold on. Did you actually watch a Britney Spears movie?
No, I did not watch it.
Did Rob just admit watching it?
I heard about it.
You know, the funny part, that's not the name of the movie. I know the name of the movie.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
It's Crossroads.
See? Yeah. Oh, there you go. See?
Both of you?
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. I just know the name of it.
I knew she sang some karaoke song on there, and then that was about it. That's all I knew.
Oh, my gosh, man. I think about these girls coming to L.A., and they're just lost, poor things.
But you know what?
The dream's there, which is good, right?
They gotta suck dick or do something, bro.
I mean,
that's last resort.
They're starting with the making out. I think that's working,
right?
You know, Caitlin knows what she's doing. She's making out with some guys, but I don't think she's capitalizing on that.
No, you know
what
they're fucking
up. Just letting it go.
They're making out with dudes in Vegas. They gotta make out with dudes from here
with money.
Local guys that have a house.
Yeah.
That have an apartment.
Yes.
That have jobs.
There you go.
Yes.
Just can't make out. She needs to be asking these questions before she makes out. Like right when they're about to kiss, she needs to stop and say, do you have an apartment?
Yeah. Like she was all happy. I made out with the guy from Australia. What does that do for that fucking Australia going to do for you, bitch?
I know. I don't know, but he's from Australia.
Hey, I give anyone that comes out here to L.A. from like a far off place, like I give them props for coming out here. But once you come out here, you have to, you know, find what you're good at, get in with the right people and just milk it, man.
Right.
Or you need to just start at the bottom.
Yeah.
Get into some dumb shit and just do that for a while until you feel like you can move on to the next step and take it from there, man.
There you go, bro. That's why I give Mexicans a lot of credit, because when we came here, we had a fucking plan, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We fucking do shit and we sow shit.
There you go.
But we had a plan, bro.
You had a plan. You'll take it.
They had a plan. Their plan wasn't too, it wasn't up there. They weren't reaching for the stars.
We're
going to go here. We're going to pick these crops. We're going to do this.
But it's a plan, bro. But it's a fucking plan. Those bitches don't got a plan.
It's the hardest working group of minority of all time, I think, personally.
Mexicans?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I know people, the stereotypes.
Don't you have a joke, Alfred? Don't you have a joke where you say, what's this rumor about Mexicans being hard work? Who has that joke?
That's I think that's Felipe.
Felipe's, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a funny ass fucking
joke. Yeah, what's this rumor? Because I'm a lazy motherfucker.
Yeah, that's a funny fucking joke.
Well, he's lazy, but I think the amount of work that people like put in, like, I mean, Mexican, like right up there with Jamaicans, always with a bunch of different jobs, working this and that. Working a shit job to make shit money, but still working their asses off to get money. Whatever they're making, I can't believe that they're working like 50 hours a week. Their hands are all messed up.
Right.
Whatever they can do to work, man. And I always give them props for that.
We have another caller. Who's on the line?
Oh, the movie with Britney Spears is Crossroads.
That's three guys in this world that saw Britney Spears. Three guys in this world. Who is this?
It's Johnny.
Hey, Johnny Roque.
Yeah, Rick Esquerta.
I could recognize that voice, man.
Johnny, hey, Johnny, I miss you already, bro.
Get the movie right, dude. Come on.
I said Crossroads.
Do your research. Hey, Britney Spears came out with two movies.
Hey, hold on.
Man.
Johnny, hold on. Ricky, didn't I correct Rob? And I said it was Crossroads.
Yes, you did. Yeah, Alfred actually corrected Rob. Rob was
the
one. I think
movie.
I give Rob most respect here.
Johnny, you know I know my shit, bro.
Johnny, I'm not a fan of them.
Hey, where are you at?
Dude, are you in fucking Africa? Where are you?
No, he is because he has a Metro PCS.
Oh,
bro.
You got a Metro PCS? Johnny, is your phone working?
Dude.
I tell
you, you got to get rid of that Metro PCS.
My phone has a coin slot. So whenever I want to use it, I got to put in a quarter.
Hey, Johnny, did you hear about the girls that called in right now from Toronto?
Johnny.
Johnny.
Juanito.
Oh, my God. Put a coin in the brain. Johnny.
Hermano. Your call.
Are you there?
Is now not accepted.
Yeah, I caught the ending of it.
Okay, okay. See, these girls are new here in Hollywood. Johnny, you know, you've been doing comedy for a while.
Hey,
now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Johnny, I can hear you good.
I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you fucking around? Yeah, he's okay. Oh, we're going to cut him.
Okay. Oh, you know what it is? It's his phone, because when I talk to him, it's like this, too.
It's his phone. Call from a better phone, fool.
Call from a landline.
No, I'm not. It's on a lag. You're like a 10-second delay.
Okay, okay. One, two,
three, four, five, six, seven.
Hey, Johnny, can you hear me?
Father, yeah, I'm not talking. Can you hear me? All right.
Okay, sorry, Johnny. Got to drop your ass.
All right.
Okay, so Britney Spears movies. How many movies has she made?
Johnny said two, and I believe Johnny.
Johnny said two. I believe Johnny. She made two?
I believe Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny loves Britney
Johnny's
Spears.
Johnny's a man, bro. Johnny's a cool guy. Bro.
He's a researcher. Yeah, he's a smart guy. Actually, Johnny opened for me down at Aces Comedy Club. That was my first headlining gig for a weekend, and I picked Johnny Rucka because he's a funny motherfucker.
Yeah, and he's a nice guy too, man.
Very nice guy.
Good heart.
Gives good head. Anyways, so.
Oh, Juanito. Oh,
yeah, hey, did I show you? Oh, I showed you it, right, Alfred?
The pictures?
No, the video.
Of Johnny?
Of Johnny.
That was Johnny, bro?
That was Johnny, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and you know what? He kept telling me, like, get rid of the video, please. Get rid of it. Do you know about this video,
what
Rob?
What video?
Okay.
Oh, he doesn't know.
He doesn't know about Shaggy.
He's not ready for the video.
He's not ready for the video.
I guess I don't want to see the video.
We went out.
What are you guys talking about?
Like, we went out. We were in Murrieta at Aces Comedy Club, and we had a great show. And so we went out. We had a lot to drink. And Johnny started mixing drinks. And, I mean, to the point, he was gone, dude. He was really messed up.
I've never seen him wasted.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
You want to see him wasted? Where's my phone?
I don't know. Is it him again?
Go ahead. Put him on. Put him through.
Hello?
Hello. Is it you?
Who's who?
Who is it?
I'm calling for some advice.
This is Martin Rizzo. You can't hide your voice, kid. You fucking sound like a 12-year-old.
I'm calling for advice.
All right, what do you need, bro?
What do you need, bro?
Yeah, we're like Abby's. Call him. Go ahead. Here.
What do you need, bro?
Ask Alice.
I need directions to a Starbucks in downtown LA.
All right. Make a left, and then you're there.
Just look for the buildings.
Where are you coming from? where are you coming from, bro?
Coming from Skid Row.
Oh, shit.
That's right.
Is he invading us?
Hey, Martin Rizzo.
What?
Get the guys ready, bro. Meet up at the full place at 11 p.m.
11 p.m.?
Yeah.
In Burbank or in Hollywood?
The one in Glendale, bro.
Oh.
I'm watching Johnny Roar.
Where are you going to be at, bro?
Hey, Martin. Hey, Martin, do you have Johnny with you right now?
Oh, no.
Yeah, Johnny's with me right here.
He is? Okay, because...
Yeah, he turned off the radio because his family's walking in. I can't let my family hear what I did in Murrieta.
Okay. Rob's watching the video right now.
Johnny's wearing a wife beater and is boxers.
Is that the one that socks? Is he on the toilet right there?
Yeah, he's right there.
Oh, my God.
So, let all the 20 listeners know right now. I had Johnny with me down in Murrieta, and we were at the hotel. He had a lot to drink, and he was hugging the toilet, just ralphing away. And I caught it all on video. And the guy ends up walking on his ass.
Did you see the toilet paper?
He was dragging himself like a dog, cleaning his butt.
He was
doing that, like the dog cleaning.
No, you know what he looked like to me? You know when he pulled the toilet paper out, like those Olympians with the streamers. You know those guys that dance.
When he pulled them.
Like old school with Will Ferrell.
But what I really love about the video is in one of those moments he just goes, "Hey Rick," and I was like, "What, Johnny? What?" He goes, "You're a good headliner." I was like, I don't know if that's a compliment, the status he was in right there, or if it's an insult, man.
I was that drunk.
Yeah, he was that drunk. Huh? Hey, but then at a show, we did a show together.
I like how he's trying to flush the toilet. you got to put this on YouTube.
I can't. Hey, Rick, I'm going to wait till he gets famous.
Rick, I got a question for you, bro. Yeah. Did Johnny Rucka run the light?
Did Johnny Rucka run the light? He was hosting.
Did he run the light?
I don't know, because I don't know what I wasn't following the clock.
You know what? I took him to Sacramento and he ran the light.
Oh no!
How many minutes did he run the light?
I think I think Johnny did 6 minutes over.
He was like, he sprinted the light.
Dude, that dude, bro.
6 minutes over?
Johnny's half Asian. He runs the light anywhere, even on the street.
Bada bing.
Bada bing. Hey, where are you guys at? Hey, Martin, where are you at next? Both of you guys. Go ahead, throw a plug.
I'm performing right now on the radio. Hold up. The second joke.
Hey, if you guys want to go see that comedy, Martin Rizzo will be where?
Martin Rizzo will be in Visalia
at Friday. Radio.
Martin Rizzo is going to be in Visalia at the Radisson Hotel Friday, and Saturday he's going to be at Porterville at Charlie's with me.
Oh, sweet. All right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Visalia, my hotel room number is going to be 134.
He laughs at his own jokes. I love Martin. I love Martin. I love you, Martin. I love it.
I love his dance. If anyone ever meets Martin Rizzo, tell him to teach him how to Rizzo.
And ask Johnny what bathroom he's going to be in next.
Johnny, what bathroom are you going to be next? you think you're busy at the Burger King restroom?
He's really got good improv skills.
Oh, man. Yeah, okay. I had to drop him. Sorry, guys. You guys are they're funny guys. I love them.
Alfred, tell us about let's go right into this question with Alfred. Tell me about a crazy story that happened. You said you were talking about Kanye, I think it was.
Well, what we were going to go to is thank you, Rob, for trying to keep the show, the plan going as scheduled. What was next, however, was Super Bowl, but Benny's not here. We're going to save that for the second hour. Benny Mena gets here. We're going to talk 49er trash.
I hope he's late because he went to an ATM machine.
Yeah, he had to get Alfred's money. But we have Alfred Robles.
I'm going to say he's not going to be here.
Alfred Robles is our special guest here today. And Alfred, what he does is he tours with Fluffy, Gabriel Iglesias. That's a great accomplishment. He's been on TV, Stand Up Revolution. He's been on. Were you at the amphitheater there?
Yes, sir.
In December? How many people were in that show?
It was the audience members or comics?
Well, dude, I've been there for Vicente Fernandez.
It was sold out. So it was, I think, 6,500.
That's fucking, yeah. That's a
shows.
Beautiful.
He had
that's
two
awesome.
Sold out shows.
That's awesome. And then you were in London recently.
We were in London. We did Europe. We hit Europe. We hit Amsterdam. So we hit Europe, we did the Netherlands, we hit Sweden, we did Oslo, and we were in, I forgot where else, bro.
Now tell me about London. What was it like? I mean, you are a Mexican from LA, right? And you're in London telling taco jokes, right?
London's good, dude, because they speak English. That's their first language, so they understand.
Really? Wait, hold on. Let me write that down. I didn't know that. Really? I did not know that.
No, because
they weren't speaking old English?
Did you go to ELAC?
No, it's good tomorrow.
It's because people always ask me, do they get your jokes? I go, yeah, motherfuckers speak English over there, bro. And it's good, dude. I mean,
are there a lot of Mexicans out there, or like a lot of I know there's a lot of African Americans, but what about
no, there was no Mexicans out there.
No Mexicans.
No Spaniards.
There, you know what there is? There's a lot of Salvadorians and a lot of Chilenos, bro.
Oh,
in
really?
Europe.
Yes. Oh yeah, yeah, I believe
a lot
that.
Of Chilenos and a lot of Salvadorians.
How about Argentinos and
you know Argentinas, bro? They don't say they're Argentinas. They're weird, bro.
So what happened on the tour?
Yeah,
you know, the
so
funny thing, we were, I think it was either Sweden or Oslo. We were at the airport,
okay.
And we were in the VIP area.
Okay.
With Gabriel, and I saw Kanye West. He was in the next room over.
Was Kim Kardashian with him?
No, he was by himself.
Okay.
And then I asked to take a picture with, I told Gabriel, I go, hey, that was Kanye. And he was like, no, that's not him. Not every black guy looks alike. You know what I mean?
It's just crazy. That's true sometimes.
And I was like, no, I'm a big Kanye fan, so it's him. So we started looking it up. We started looking up his websites, and he wasn't performing anywhere or anything like that. So, and then I hit him up for a picture, and he said, yeah. And all of a sudden, it was just weird. He started saying, I love Kim. I love my chick.
To you.
To me.
To you.
Yeah, and I was like, bro, I don't give a fuck if you like Kim or not. I just want to take a picture.
Okay.
And then he asked me.
You didn't say that, though.
No, not like that. I just said, okay, bro, whatever, bro. And then I was all like, can I take a picture? And he was all like, yeah, yeah. Then he goes, where are you from? I go, I'm from the States. I'm from California. And he said it again. He goes, I love Kim, man.
Love Kim.
It was like love at first sight.
Were there women around?
No, like, no.
Did you hear that song go, "It wasn't me"? Was that going
on
or something?
Yes, that's what it was.
It wasn't me.
Because it was kind of like, I've been in that position before when I'm almost caught and I used to see one of my ex-girlfriend's friend. I go, "Hey, I love your friend," and fucking shit like that. So I know the vibe he was fucking giving. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So we take the picture and I put the picture up on my Instagram and on my Facebook. And the next day I get a bunch of emails. "Hey, we saw the picture on E! News."
Oh, snap.
So the fucking E! News got my picture from my fucking, my page, and they posted it up saying that he had something.
Kanye West was
doing something in Europe. They don't know if he was messing around with another girl, but he had no shows, and they had the picture
or messing around with a Mexican.
Yeah, right? The funny part,
I think the miracle was more not that Kanye West was in Europe, that a Mexican's in Europe. I think that's what the story was.
And I think he got kind of scared because I told him I was from Mount Washington, and he knows that's kind of next to Glendale.
Oh, do they live in Glendale?
No, but they're Armenians, bro.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. He started putting
and you
kind of
look the part,
yeah,
too, with the beard.
Yeah, I had my beard and everything, so he was all like, oh, shit.
You should have fucked with him. You should have been like, bro, right? I'm Kim's friend, bro.
I was about to tell him, niggas in Armenia.
Bro, I'm Kim's friend, bro.
So it's funny because a bunch of people hit me up. "Dude, we saw you on TV. We saw the picture with you and Kanye."
Yeah.
And it was kind of cool, man. I wanted them to break up. And if they would have broken up, it was because of my fucking picture.
Because of you. Yeah. You called them out.
I called them out, bro. You know what? I would have been titled for Kim the rest of my life.
And, maybe the other chick was in the bathroom.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think something like that must have been happening because, but guy sounded guilty.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Like he did something wrong, you know?
He did what?
Like he did something wrong. Like he was guilty, you know? Like, I mean, like when you see somebody that, I mean, she's famous and all, but when you see somebody right away, you're just like, oh man, I love my wife. I just want you to know I love my wife. I'm not asking you
yeah,
if you love
dude.
Your wife, you know? No one ever just starts, especially a famous celebrity. Like, why are you going into that? I'm not asking you questions about your wife.
Wow.
I hope he cheats on her.
But besides that, he was a nice dude, bro. He was.
Doesn't he have like his own personal phone for her? Like he got her his own personal phone so that he's the only one that calls on that phone.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like they got their own. Like that's a cheater right there. You know? Like,
oh yeah.
You
really?
Yeah. Like you got to have an own phone.
Well, I saw an article about in Japan how they have this special phone for cheaters because numbers won't pop up on the phone when a mistress calls you, it goes straight to another line.
It's called Metro prepaid.
Yeah, it's called prepaid, bro.
You buy them at 7-Eleven. It's what drug dealers use.
Dude.
So you think he has his phone?
Yeah, no, he has his own phone for her, and they have their own phone for each other that only each other call on that phone. So that's like for him, like that's smart for him because he can just turn his cell phone off. Like I hate when I'm with a girl and it's like 11 p.m., maybe midnight, and all of a sudden my phone, like, you know, like there's a text message or something like that. And right away a girl thinks that you're doing something wrong or booty call.
Booty call, Rob.
So then you got to just like turn your phone off.
Booty call, Rob.
Yeah.
But that only works if you're a millionaire, bro. Get two phones. You know what I mean? Like if I tell my chick, "Hey, I think we should have a phone just for me." That shit's not going to fucking fly.
Hell no, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, right? That won't fly,
that's
dude.
That's Kanye money.
That's Kanye money, bro.
So, Alfred, tell us what it's like to... I haven't met Gabriel. Have you met Gabriel?
No, I've just shooken hands with him.
So tell us what it's like working with Gabriel and then the whole tour and going around. I mean, everybody loves Fluffy. That guy posts one thing on Facebook and he gets thousands of likes in just minutes.
You know what? Gabriel is not just because I work with him. He's one of the nicest guy you ever meet.
I hear that from everybody.
He's one of the nicest.
That's awesome.
He helps you out no matter what. He'll help you out, dude.
Wow.
And he helps out a lot of people that people don't know. He does stuff for Make-A-Wish, and he does a lot of fucking shit, dude.
Now, tell me if this is a true story, and it's not a bad story. It's actually a really good story. I heard that one time he got offered to go to some prince in Saudi Arabia.
He just came back from there.
Okay. This is what I heard. Maybe this happened a while ago, and he went back and did another show or something, but I heard that he didn't want to go, so he sent, like, a crazy amount to get paid and thinking like, okay, I don't want to go over there because it's dangerous. Right. I'm going to just send them this like $1 million, you know, price tag.
True story.
Like big number. And the guy offered it to me.
Yeah. As a true story.
That's a true story.
True story, bro.
Wow.
And he went back.
Imagine that?
And he went back
that's
after.
Like, that's like Dave Chappelle money. When he was renegotiating the contract because I want $100 million. He didn't think they were going to pay him that.
And they did. And he went back after that, bro, a second time.
He went back a second time.
Yeah.
Bro. Now, he doesn't take the team
he
to
does,
these,
but
or?
My material won't fly with her because I talk about fucking molestation and a lot of religious stuff. Oh. And I talk about dying and stuff. You know what I mean? So they're not going to feel my shit over there, bro.
Kill him.
Yeah. What happened to Alfred?
Yeah. No, the crazy part.
He's
check
a prisoner
this out.
In this
no,
study,
you know, right? The crazy part is they make you sign something saying that if something happens to you, they're not liable for anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the U.S. can't do nothing about it.
Who makes you sign this?
The fucking over there, the country
prince?
Where they go. Yeah, the prince. So whenever you fucking go over there and something happens to you, I don't know what the fuck.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
Wow.
That's how crazy it is over there, dude.
I don't know if I can do
And you
that.
Could only get invited to go to those places. You just can't say, I'm going to go and fucking take a vacation over
there. That's like being like, you're basically signing your life away in a way that, you know, you don't know if maybe that prince was crazy and he liked to hunt comedians. You know, and like that.
Sign here, and don't worry about the gun in your head. Don't worry about the gun in your head.
Running around in the desert, you know, trying.
It is custom for us to put gun in your head.
And it's funny because Gabriel has a joke like that. He says that what happens if he like kidnaps me and he's gonna have me like in a zoo or something?
Yeah, telling jokes.
And then he says this joke which is fucking funny as fuck. He goes, so the people are gonna come in. They're gonna say, okay, that's my tiger. That's my lion. That's my Mexican.
Listen, Gabriel, before you start your first joke, we're going to play a little game of Russian roulette. That is nuts.
Wow, that's crazy. What other crazy stories you got with Gabriel?
Dude, that's crazy stories. Gabriel's not a real crazy guy, bro.
Well, I mean, not.
What about you?
What about you,
man,
personally? You
dude,
tell us your crazy
I remember
crazy
one time we were in Australia and this... We did the Just for Laughs, the festival over there. Uh-huh. And there was a local comic who opened up for Bill Burr. And I didn't see his set, but everybody kept telling me that he killed.
Okay.
So we went to the hotel. We kind of like a little after-hours party. And uh-huh. I was the only American there. I was hanging out with the promoters and the Australian comics. And I was drunk. And I went up to that guy. And I go, let's give a toast to so-and-so and so-and-so.
Okay.
I heard I wasn't there, but I heard he killed. Oh. And he got offended, bro. They got offended. Like, you fucking American and this and that. Like, whoa.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they got offended because I said, I wasn't there, but I heard he killed.
Really? So what country was this again?
It was in Australia.
It was in Australia.
Yeah, so at least
did it come out to fisticuffs? Did you like put
it? No, hold on. So fuck it. I was like, they started fucking talking shit to me. And that's when my fucking Mexican came out. I'm like, you know what? Fuck all you motherfuckers. I'll fuck all of you guys up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, bro.
And Australians are pretty tough, bro.
Right.
And I couldn't
so
back
what
down.
Happened?
You know what? There was like fucking.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, you know what
happening?
I mean? I couldn't back down. It felt like I was representing fucking Mexico, bro. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I go, fuck this. Fuck everybody here.
Uh-huh.
So then the promoter, he was like, hey, you know what? Go to your room and fucking shit like that. Just chill out. And I go, no, I didn't fucking say nothing. I was just giving him props.
Wow.
And then he goes, who in the fuck are you to come to fucking Australia and criticize my friend? You didn't even see him. And you're trying to say he did a good fucking job?
Oh, wow. Yeah. So
and
yeah,
I was
like,
sitting down and I go, no, who in the fuck are you, bro? And I fucking dropped my fucking drink, dog. And then the fucking promoters grabbed me and they fucking took me to my room. And the next day, Gabriel called me. He was like, hey, we're going to go hang out at the Just for Laughs. They're having their after party. And I know I fucked up. And I go, no, I don't want to go, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay in. I'm feeling kind of sick. So then they fucking go. And they're talking to Gabriel. They met Gabriel. And they're like, oh, are you with that American with the beard?
Uh-huh.
And Gabriel goes, oh, yeah, he's with me. He's a nice guy. He was all like, he's a nice guy. And uh-huh. They're like, no, he fucking wanted to fight everybody. And he fucking started all this shit.
Oh,
so Gabriel
man.
Fucking texts me. He was like, I know why you're staying in, you fucking fag.
That's right. Well, you know, I got jumped by a Mexican at a show.
You probably deserved it, bro.
Yeah, I probably deserved it. Because of the bacon wrap hot dog joke. I think his mom or dad was like selling hot dogs.
Dude, that's a funny joke, bro. I remember the
hot dog.
Then you do the running around,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's one of the funniest jokes, dude. Yeah. I didn't get offended from that.
Yeah, well,
the guy,
I don't know.
He sucker punched you, right?
Yeah, he hit me in the back of my head, sucker punched me.
Were you at the haha?
No, it was at some bar. It was some bar in Santa Monica, Bar Pico.
Oh, okay.
Bar Pico. And it was just some guy having a show there that night. And, okay. And then, yeah, just some guy just came and just snuck up behind me and nailed me in the back of the head. And I turned around, got him in the legs and did my thing. But is this the guy calling right now? We got a caller on the line. Who is this? Is it the Mexican?
Ralph.
Ralph who?
Ralph Ramirez.
Ralph, hey, what's Ramirez. Up, Ralph? What's up, Ralph Ramirez? Where are you calling from?
From Santa Ana.
From Santa Ana. Oh, Ralph Ramirez is a comedian. I'm like, do I know you? How you doing, buddy?
Not yet.
How you doing, buddy?
All right, how are you?
Good. What you got for us today?
I was just calling the show, man. I was listening to it. It's pretty good stuff, man.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks, I appreciate that, Ralph. Thank you very much. Did you hear last week?
No, I didn't hear last week, man.
Do me a favor.
I was working, but I got laid off, so I have time now.
Do me a favor. Go download last week's show and listen to the first half hour, okay? And then Facebook me, message me, or even put it on my Facebook page. I invite you. Was it good the first half hour, or was it bad?
All right, I'll do that.
All right, do that.
Thank you for calling in.
And thanks for calling in, Ralph. Keep stay in touch.
Thanks for the support,
and keep
dude.
On the line. We're coming to the second hour. We're going to take a break right now because we're going to start the second hour. Are we ready to take a break, Nick? Okay, we're going to take a break right now. We have our friend Benny Mena, 49er fan here.
Yeah! Niners!
So tune in.
You are listening to Skid Row Studios. You're listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Okay. Hey, this is Vic Cohen, host of Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question. That was creepy. Catch my show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time, where amazing guests face my relentless probing questions. Am I keeping you? Are you like in the middle? I'll be gentle. No, I won't. That's right. Someone is going to get probed, and I will be doing the probing. That's every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Can I count on you? Are you going to be there? Yeah? Is this voice turning you on? Is this sexy to you? Do you like it? The Too Dirty? It's a fair question. Was that creepy?
Hey, we are Awkward Conversations. Check us out on SkidRowStudios.com live every Saturday from noon to 1 Pacific Standard Time.
And you can call in 1-800-893-9562.
It's about to get awkward up in here.
Like that time that your dad confronted you.
Oh, yeah. I said, Daddy, I don't like that very much. He said, do it.
Every nerdy subject you want to talk about. Star Wars, Star Trek, fucking Knight Rider. We'll do it. Wait, can we swear in these?
Do whatever you want.
Angry Dork's podcast. It's the Angry Dork Show. You can listen live and comment along with us. You can be part of the show. It's Mondays, every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And also, you can call in. You can actually call us. You can be on the show, your beautiful voice, and roll a D20 for fun, resounding in the ears of 10,000 dorks. Is that 30, true?
He said 30 seconds.
No, we have 700.
It's like Clint Eastwood. They're just going to say, okay, go ahead.
Clint Eastwood.
He doesn't say action.
Yeah, he says, fuck you to a chair.
We're like the 700
shit together, man.
You're
not rated everything but this.
Get your shit together. Kind of Filipino drugs. All right, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You're going
Lupia
last.
Have speed in it?
Up next, we've got Judy. Judy coming to the stage.
Hello,
this is Melvin Ishmael Johnson inviting you to listen to the Courtroom Report Monday at 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time at www.skidrowstudios.com. We discuss issues that's relevant to the Skid Row and downtown community. Tune in and check us out.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row iPhone app for your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real internet radio.
FCC.
Hey everybody, this is Drew Marks, host of Bad Advice here on Skid Row Studios. Listen to us every Saturday, 2 to 3 Pacific Time. If you want to call the show, call us at 800-893-9562. Welcome to Bad Advice, where the advice is free and worth every penny. My wife and I attempted to have a frank discussion about sex with our teenage daughter. She said she and all her friends only had oral sex. She's only 16.
I actually saw an article. Teenagers, this is true. Teenagers are having less oral sex, but,
Still,
less oral than they used to, but still at a high number, which to me is just proof that the kids today are getting lazier, but still eat too much.
I am incapable of building anything I buy from IKEA. I read the instructions and it just doesn't seem to help. Am I retarded or do other people have these problems?
No, you're Jewish.
But my people, we build things all the time.
What is your people? What are you?
Yeah, what
Mexican,
is...
Hispanic.
It's like gay people don't build things. I've been told by my parents that I was a surprise. They say the word unpleasant.
I've tasted breast milk before.
Oh, really? Tell me more about that.
It was delicious.
Yes, I have tasted my sperm. Everyone tastes their own sperm.
And what does it taste like to you?
You know what? I wasn't that fond of it.
Are you sure though, honey?
Let me ask you something, and then you can be honest with us. If we were making out, okay, wouldn't you rather have me hold your head firmly and pull, just not hard, too hard, but a little bit? Wouldn't you prefer that than just a soft little kiss? Yes.
It depends, though.
Can it be anyone but you doing it? It's an interesting place to draw the line.
I like that you're choosing women based on the men they're dating.
Well, it's going to affect the taste.
Oh.
She says, other women wonder how to have an orgasm. I wonder how to stop mine.
Oh.
I hate to brag, but I dated a woman, and honestly, I gave this woman like 30-plus orgasms.
I hate to brag, but I'm the best.
I'm going to make up a horseshit story.
Seriously.
It's not a story.
I believe.
But I have advice for her. Oh, I think she should just start dating Vic, and then those will dry up. I'm sorry. I love you, Vic.
She called you medicine.
Bad advice. Come get some.
Tune in to Oral Stimulation. Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Pacific. SkidRowStudios.com.
We're having some fun in the bedroom all day and all of the night.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row app on your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real radio on the internet.
The key member of the defense. I got a kid that coaches football.
We're back. We're back. Welcome back to His Radio Time. We have our guest, Alfred Robles. We have, obviously, Rob DeRocha here. And Mr. Benny Mena just showed up, 49er fan, who's...
What's up?
He's been walking... Easy. Be easy on him. He's been visiting the ATM a lot because he's been having to make some payments on some bets. If you tuned in last week...
How much money did you lose, Benny? Benjamin?
Well, Robert, I lost $460.
$460. Oh, my God. That's a speeding ticket. That's a crossing the double line parallel. That's like What are you going to do now? Are you gonna
I don't know who's more excited, the Ravens or Rob?
Or Baltimore.
Oh, man, it's good to be back here, man. I was here last week, and the first half hour was amazing, bro. I got to tell you, that first half hour.
That was the greatest half hour on radio.
Yeah, man.
You know what was really good? It was the ending of the Super Bowl. You know what was really good? The ending of the Super Bowl. Oh, that was the greatest ending of all time.
All right,
you
all
like that holding call that they didn't call? That was awesome.
All right.
That was so awesome.
Let's talk Super Bowl.
Kaepernick.
Yeah. Okay, me and Benny were having tacos in a truck Friday night. And yeah. his boy, what Latinos do. And his boy was there and they were talking like, oh, this is what's going to happen. Kaepernick's going to do this and San Francisco's going to take it. And they're all saying that. And then I just kind of voiced myself and I just said, what I see happening is that Kaepernick is too new in the game that these wins and these great games cannot be so consistent. There comes a time where it ends.
Okay.
Didn't I say that, Benny?
Not like that, but...
Okay. I said it like this. Mira, señores.
No, you did say something like that.
I did.
His sixth game winning streak is going to end.
It's going to... Yeah, I did say it was going
to
end.
It was bound to happen.
I mean, he was coming back after the Niners unplugged the lights.
Very poor first half that he had. They dug themselves a hole. They had momentum going their way, and one of the Harbaugh brothers is an electrician, and he blacked out the whole stadium to stop the momentum, and that's when the Niners came back.
I think somebody was going to be late for work, and they called Buffalo Wild Wings, and Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is that what happened? Yeah, like that
see,
commercial.
Some people don't get it. I posted that. People are like, what do you mean Buffalo Wild Wings? I'm like, don't you see the commercials, man?
Yeah.
You
know what
I
mean?
I thought the Undertaker was going to come in.
I know the big old.
Dun.
Hey, so really quick, when the lights went out, there's been rumors. They've been trying to find out what happened, and there's been rumors. Beyonce. My theory is, I don't know if you guys remember that movie Ocean's 11. Ocean's 11?
You think there was a heist going on?
I have a feeling. Okay, hold on a second. You know, when Vegas has 4.5, San Francisco, and they're down 22 points. You know, Vegas is going to lose a lot of money, and they're like, you know what? They were probably set for this. Something.
They still lost the money, though.
They still lost the money.
Got fucking safety and fucked them up.
But did they almost win it back? They were a call away.
I think Akers was part of it too, man, because he missed that first kick.
He did miss the kick.
But he didn't make the kick. What are you talking about?
He missed it the first time.
Yeah, but they ran into him.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I think that's what changed his mind. He's like, oh, man, they're catching on to me.
Okay.
Because, hey, man, he's. I think next year we need a new kicker. Next year, 49ers win the Super Bowl with a new kicker.
You think so, huh?
Yeah.
I love how he's saying that with a big smile on his face.
This is the thing, though, fellas. I'm a diehard fan. Like, I was there when they sucked. I was always repping Niners and USC and whatchamacallit. Now that they're good, you know, I'm happy as hell. I mean, look, we're still the NFC champs. Yeah, I lost a lot of money.
Hold on, bro. You said now that they're good, they haven't won anything.
But you don't think they're a good team?
No.
Oh, wait.
You don't think they're a good team?
Whoa. So now second place is good now?
No, but they're a good team, though.
They're NFC champions.
But they're a good team.
Okay, so now let's get a second place fucking trophy, too. Second place is good.
So you don't think they're a good team, though?
I don't think they're a good team.
So the only good team out there is the Ravens. That's it?
No.
No. The Bears. They're the Steelers.
The Bears.
And the Steelers. And who do you like, bro?
I like the Saints.
And the Saints. Those are the only good teams out there.
Is that what it is?
He's messing with you.
I know.
I'm happy Niners didn't win because then they would have been up there with the Steelers with the sixth championship.
I'm happy they didn't win because I would have saw so many Facebook posts because I know so many people from San Francisco. All of them would have been.
I was getting ready to message Rob day in and day out, man.
I'm happy they didn't win because the fucking Giants won. And I don't want to see the Niners
win. That's just too much for San Francisco. Too much fucking shit going on there, bro. AFC.
I'm not a big baseball fan.
Could I tell you this? Why are you a Niner fan again? Because your family, right? Your family
California.
Were Niner fans?
No. My girlfriend's family, they're all diehard Niner fans. As a matter of fact, some of the teenagers, like in junior high and stuff, they were bawling, crying, you know, because, I mean, since they were babies, they've been Niner fans, you know? I'm a Niner fan. I think I told you the story. I have an older brother who was my hero when I was a little kid.
Right.
And when I turned 12, I realized my brother was an a-hole to me. He was just always like dogging me out, being mean to me, this and that. So I liked anything he liked. So from up until then, I was a Raider fan and I was a UCLA Bruin fan. But once I realized he's an a-hole, I started going for other teams.
Oh. So your like for the Niners is just hatred and spite.
Yeah. No. I wind up, I became a USC fan first. I became a USC fan first. And then we moved. When I was 14, we moved actually USC. So I grew up around there and I started liking them even more. And then Ronnie Lott, you know, he was with the Niners and boom, that made me an instant Niner fan, man.
All right, man.
Is that answer to the question for you,
enough,
Rob?
No, I just find it because you know why? Because if you're in the Bay Area, there's so much hatred towards L.A. in the Bay Area.
Because of the Giants and Dodgers.
The Giants and Dodgers. Yeah. And even
that's
the
a baseball
fans.
Thing. That's a baseball thing.
It's not a baseball thing. It goes even deeper than that.
It does go deeper, the
Southern California than the Northern California.
But
And a gay, that doesn't really happen. A gay straight thing, too.
That doesn't really happen as much with the Niners and people in L.A. Because I'm always repping Niners. I never have nobody talking shit to me.
Okay, now, Rob, you like the Saints. Why?
Oh, because I was born there. That's it.
Oh, you were born.
I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, and then but I also was a Rams fan. I still like the Rams.
They got Salvadorians out there?
What?
Salvadorians.
No, I said my dad's Brazilian, so we got Brazilians out there, Salvadorians.
Any plans of moving back?
No.
That city sucks.
No, I was out there. I went to a game. I went to the game the year that they won the Super Bowl. I went to like the third game against the Jets. It was a lot of fun. Got really wasted, got drunk.
All right. Alfred, why are you a Chicago fan?
I had kind of the same story as Benny. My older brother is a Bears fan.
Okay.
And he used to hate the Raiders because a bunch of cholos love the Raiders.
Okay.
And he fucking hates gangsters.
All right. Fair enough.
I never knew that, though, until like last year I found out you were a Bears fan. I thought it was because of Rudy Medina.
No, I've been a Bears fan since 85, since they won.
Okay. I became a Steeler fan when I was a kid.
You know, actually, my first jersey.
Are you from Pittsburgh?
Was a Steelers jersey.
Yeah.
You know why?
Lynn Swan?
No, Mean Joe Green.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I was like 7 years old. I remember perfectly, man. We were at Sears in Santa Monica because I grew up in Santa Monica, and they had a Mean Joe Green jersey on clearance.
Okay.
And my mom would buy stuff for me and my brother to match.
Uh huh.
And they had them for like, I think, like $15. And back then, that was a lot of money. And then I think they dropped down to like $7.50. My mom's like, okay, I'll buy both of you.
Yeah.
So, because of the Coca-Cola commercial.
Yeah. When I was a kid, we used to play football on the streets and we used to watch football. And that's when the Steelers were champion. Terry Bradshaw, Frank O'Hara. I'm 23, and so then
times two. He's like, when I was a kid, they were champions. Then they were champions. Yeah, like, fuck, what was that?
Yeah, I'm much older. Yeah, I'm old school.
Yeah,
and
it was the first Super Bowl.
Terry Bradshaw.
You know Lombardi?
Like, whoa.
Lombardi. You know the Lombardi Trophy wasn't even named Lombardi.
Hey man, Rick was there when Broadway Joe called it that they were going to win the Super Bowl.
I think I was born that year. I think that was the year I was born. But when the Raiders came to L.A., I did leave the Steelers behind and I jumped on that bandwagon. But then when they left and Al Davis took them back to Oakland, I said, you know what? You can go to hell, Raiders. Al Davis, all you guys go to hell. I'm going back to the Steelers and we don't need you.
You know what? I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you. When I was in high school, because of Bo Jackson, I liked the Raiders.
I like
Joe
Jackson
because
of Tecmo Bowl.
I was at the game.
He was unstoppable.
Yeah. But I was at the game when he got hurt. Third quarter against the Bengals.
I was at the game too.
Were you?
We
was playing Tecmo Bowl.
When we were younger, we were a part of the Salesian Boys and Girls Club. And they used to take us and we used to hand out the free shit when they used to give shit away.
Uh-huh.
And they wouldn't pay us. We'll just get free hot dogs and free sodas.
Dude, I almost got my ass whooped in that game because I was wearing a Raider hat, right? Because of Bo Jackson. And my buddy I was with, he's a diehard Raider fan. And we were at the game, and we were sitting next to some veteranos. But they've been really cool with us because they know that we were barely 16 years old. And these guys were like in their late 30s, early 40s. They're being really cool. And then me not being a Raider fan, you know, I took off my hat. And I was like, go Bengals, go Bengals. Some gangsters behind us, like in their early 20s, mid-20s, whatever. They said, hey, man, shut the hell up. We'll take you outside, whatever. The veterano's like, hey, shut the hell up. He's just messing around. He's a kid, you know. So they had my back. And I was like, okay, these Raider fans are cool. You know, but for the most part, you know.
Raider fans are crazy. We're going to start the end of the show, like last half hour here of the show. We already talked about Super Bowl, enough football. All right, ladies, sorry, but we have some really interesting stories to talk about here. Like, we had one lady here look at us. Yeah, please, no more football. We have this crazy article that we found about this place in Alameda. Alameda, California. You know right. where Alameda's at, yeah. right, guys?
Okay, so, yes. Yeah, can I tell
okay. them? Yeah, well, I'm just going to kind of read the headline. It's about these people that have this kind of like massage therapy place. Okay, and it's sexual massage therapy.
Oh, what's that?
And it's where women can
sexual
go.
Healing.
It's where women can go
for men masseuses.
And they yes. get, well, it's more like one guy who's really professional at it. And basically, what he does is he lets his finger do the work, and then calls himself a professional. You know,
he puts
like
on
a doctor. He calls himself a doctor.
He
a
doctor. Fingers these girls. That's what he's doing.
He's massaging fingers. First.
No, first of all. Are these women good looking? They're old, like bitter wives and shit.
I don't know.
Old bitter wives. I don't think a hot chick is going to go to let
that.
Some creepy guy finger her.
I know.
Very true. Yeah. Very yeah. true. In the article, it's kind of funny because the person that wrote it said that yeah. the guy's good looking. His name's Ben Rods.
Oh, it says he's good looking? I yeah. didn't see that part.
Ben
okay.
Rods. It says like blue
ben
eyes.
Rods.
Something like that. Blue eyes.
You know his name's not Rod.
No, but that's what it said. It said Rods.
That's like Dirk Diggler.
Yeah,
shit,
I know. But that's his name. And this guy, like, one of the girls, they talked to her, they interviewed her, I guess, and they were in the room while she was getting a massage.
Did it say how she was good looking?
No, it never says about her being good looking. That's all you want to know about. You're like, how do I get a job?
These are some monster looking bitches, I'm pretty sure.
No, I bet they are, and they probably can't get none, right? So either way, that's why they go there. Just like ugly dudes probably go yeah. to a massage place, whatever. Same thing. So these girls, they go there, and it says like she's giving him a massage, putting oil on her. Then he gets to the point where he gets his latex glove, puts it on, it gets oil on his hand, and then he's like, and then he, I think he tells her, like, I'm going in, or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. No, he says right here, and it says, quote, he says, let your goddess out. This is your goddess ceremony.
Feel your goddess, he says. Like, he's just talking to her, and he's just going at it, and he just attacks the clitoris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she starts moaning. And she's like screaming. I forgot what they say.
And
like,
then they say, imagine you're seeing this guy, a beautiful man that you were so in love with for the first time. You look into his eye. You lock eyes from across the room.
But hold on.
His lips gently touch yours. Your knees melt from under you.
Yeah, but who the hell wrote the article? A man or a woman?
No, it was a salon.com. We found this on salon.com by Tracy Clark.
Okay, so an ugly woman wrote the article.
Probably.
She said, beautiful man. Lock eyes, yeah.
So all these people are ugly?
Basically, it's like prostitution.
And so then it says Ben intensifies his hand movements and then yells, push it out. Let it go.
What the?
Surrender to the process. Here she starts wailing like a mother who lost her child, then howling like a wild animal caught in a trap. You're so fucking ready, woman, he says. You're so ready, goddess. Her back arcs, butt hovering in the air. And this is just, you know, this is therapy.
This is
therapy.
It's called
Alameda.
How much does he charge for this therapy is what I want to know.
Alameda, California.
I want to open up a business.
I feel like jacking off just by reading that.
It's like 50 Shades of Grey, right?
That's what it is.
Isn't that crazy?
Let it out, Alfred. Let it out.
Hey, and Rob, how long did it take him to get this degree?
2 months. Oh, he went to a school for 2 months. Got a degree and now has a job as a sexual healer.
And you know what? I don't think he finished school because I used to be a masseuse. To be a masseuse, you need something like 1,000 hours and shit like that.
No, he's not that kind of masseuse.
No.
It's a different type of masseuse.
It's a different type.
He was, where was he working? Like as a, I don't know. This guy just wants vagina.
Okay, that's it's it. Here it is. Comparisons to sex work are inescapable. Joseph Kramer. Founder of the New School of Erotic Touch in Oakland, California, estimates
Raiders.
That 90% of sexological bodywork does not involve genital touching.
And so the girls, do they call it happy ending too or no?
It's
well, they
happy,
have to,
what's
right?
happy? Well, I think if at the end he also like hugs them and tells them that they're pretty.
This is only legal in California.
He says he's going to call them the next day, and he actually does.
Okay.
This is only legal in California.
It's legal. It's legal.
Hold on. So, if a woman were to do that to a man, would that be legal?
No.
Well, no.
Nah, that's prostitution.
Apparently, it's prostitution.
This is this guy just getting lucky.
Yeah.
This guy has the greatest
found a
job.
Niche.
Dude, I feel like fucking cock blocking and fucking reporting
and opening up your own business, right? That's right, man.
Fuck this shit.
You know what's even crazier is that he's married. He's got a wife, and his wife is in the room when some of this is happening. And she's
you know what's
pregnant.
Crazier is
they're swingers. That's it. They're swingers.
You know what's crazier is that I've done this before, and I could have made money. That's crazy. You know, you got a chick, right? She's laughing over there. She's like, oh, my God. She's like, yeah, guys have done this to me before. Yeah, she's like, no. No.
You didn't have the plastic gloves, bro. You just fucking went without the gloves.
Yeah.
You need the gloves.
That, okay.
He used a sandwich bag. Yeah, that's right. Rick had a sandwich bag.
If you were there, you were working, you'd probably be drunk during every session. Right?
Yeah.
Because the girl's not that attractive.
I'll come over there after I finish this scotch. Honey.
But you know what? Just-
It's like, what's that guy? Yeah, Tim Meadows.
The lover.
Yeah, the lover or whatever it is.
Just the word happy ending just makes you want to smile, bro.
Happy ending.
Everyone wants a happy ending. They put a little tiara on you at the end of the massage. They tell you that you're a princess. Dude.
All right. So are you guys ready for admitted or not question here?
Go for it.
Okay, you guys ever had a happy ending where it's a massage?
Everybody
looks at each other.
Yes.
That's a yes from Alfred. That's a yes from Alfred. Do we have a yes? I'll just say the Niner guy said yes too. He just was so his face turned so red. It's like his hat, dude.
Yes, I have. And it was a good one too, bro.
It was a good. Okay, yeah. Alfred, the look on Alfred's face is like he got one just today. he gets two per week. It's like that's my quota.
Well, Alfred went to Alameda.
Okay, yeah, he did. Yeah, he's from Alameda.
You know, it was a funny moment because everyone just looked at each other like. Is this going to be cool to say this right now?
Or not? Said, yeah, dude. I'm all like, yes. And then Benny shakes his hand.
Everyone just
I didn't even shake
other.
Your hand, motherfucker. Just out of
I thought we were on the internet right now.
There's a camera.
Benny's up.
So, I Rob. Take it as a yes for Rob.
Rob?
Yeah. And Rick, we know it's a yes.
Oh, come on, guys. Of course.
You were just telling me about a story last month. You did tell me about a story last month.
I was telling you about being on YouPorn Radio with Ginger Lid.
No, you told me a story about TJ.
I went to TJ.
At
Cisco, I was with Jason
Rouse. Alamitas!
I was broke.
Richie!
I can't afford that shit.
But you know what? Happy ending.
And I've been there before.
Ending just sounds cool in English. Happy ending doesn't sound cool in Spanish.
Feliz fin?
Yeah, it sounds like a holiday, right? Hey, Denise is un feliz fin.
Feliz fin.
Yeah, feliz fin to you too, motherfucker.
You can always say double F.
That's
true. Is that what they say, though? They don't say that one.
No. But that's a translate to that.
Jalemela. No?
Jalemela?
Yeah, you can. Like when you say in Spanish or in English, like that, I'm coming. In Spanish, we have a need.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
It's like, what are you doing?
You got to say, I'm going to explode. Voy a explotar. Aguas! That's what you guys say.
Ariel
de aguas!
Get his mayonesa.
All right. That's disgusting.
This is a good segue to my experience that I had recently on YouPorn Radio. That I heard stories about these girls, Ginger.
Oh wait, time out before you begin the story. I just want to say he kept his dignity.
I kept my dignity. I kept my dignity because I heard stories about guys going on there and the girls getting them erected and then girls getting erected and then hanging stuff off of their penises. And then what else? I heard Jason Rouse. I heard he got his
electrocuted. Is nuts.
They electrocute the nuts. So they were pressuring me. They were like, saying, okay, so what are we gonna do with you? And I was ready for him, Alfred. Alfred doesn't know this story. I was ready for him, and I was like, no. They go, can we put cables on your nuts? Okay, let's look at your nuts. That's what they're. And I was like, no, it's cool. And then come on, what are you gonna do? And I said, All right. I'll show you my penis.
Right.
And I said, but you ladies need to relax. Don't jump up and freak out when you see my penis. And they're like, whoa, what does he have? Right. And then I had these small underwears on.
Right.
Okay. With this big cock painted on it. Like this is these underwears that my cousin sent me from Italy. And I just pull down my pants and both Ginger Lynn, they all go, oh my God, he has a big cock painted on his underwear, and nobody has done this here before. You stumped us, and I got away. Like, I didn't have to do anything with these ladies. So
Do you know what they look like, Ginger Lynn?
They look much older now. They look much older now.
Hey, but are you in a relationship, bro?
Yeah. So it's like, I didn't want to do... But I did get to punch one girl in the asshole with gloves.
So much for dignity.
This guy's like, I kept my dignity, but I did punch a girl in the asshole.
They gave me dishwashing gloves, right? But the girl was doing it to the other girl first, and it was like they were doing this.
Did you fist her, or did you just
sock them? No, they were just punching the butthole.
Oh, okay.
The other one was like, ooh, spread open. Yeah, one of them was spreading her own ass cheeks, and then the other one was you're nodding your head like you've seen this before.
No.
No, this girl. So they're making me, punch. I mean, first they were doing it to each other, right. And then they asked me if I wanted to do it. And then I didn't want to leave there, like, totally prude, and so I said, okay, I'll do this. But you have any gloves? So they gave me some gloves.
Were you the only one that put the gloves on, or was everybody using
gloves? I put the gloves on. These girls were all over each other.
I love how they gave you dishwashing gloves.
Yeah, right? They had dishwashing gloves with these little pink ribbons on it, like on the end. And so the first punch I gave was really hard, right? I just went, bam! And then, everybody's like, whoa, you're hitting her too hard. And I said, okay, well, you say a punch. I'm thinking a punch, right? So then I just started doing that. And then one of them was behind me going, okay, softer. And I was like, what are you, my coach? I had a coach behind me telling me how to do this stuff, man.
He's actually punching Benny's ass right now.
Right now. Right? Yeah. Because it was a 49er bet.
And it was a 49er bet.
And Rob's behind him going softer.
Soft on coaching.
That's not how you do it, Rick. Show me, Rob.
It was part of the Niner bet. It was part of the Niner bet.
So that was my experience. Hey, if you guys want to go, I can give you, I can get you in there. Would you do that, Rob? Would you go on with Ginger Lynn?
He got excited. He's like, what?
I wouldn't want to go, bro.
You wouldn't want to go?
Fuck no.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't want to do it either.
It's very strange. It's a very strange
experience.
There's
certain things I want to do, but that would be.
I heard Russell Peters did it, didn't he? I heard Russell Peters was on it, so.
Good for Russell Peters. I think, isn't he friends with them? I think he's friends with a couple porn stars.
A lot of porn stars.
Yeah.
Another story we have, was a story that I found from my friend Gerard. Basically, this is a story about Chinese women. Chinese single women in China, of course. Chinese single women here spend thousands of yuan. Is that how you pronounce their coin?
Yeah,
yuan. They spend thousands of, dollars, money, to rent boyfriends.
Isn't it yen?
It costs, yen,
right?
Yeah, yen. I thought yen. It was yen, but it doesn't say
it
yen.
It's not written yen. It's written Y-U-A-N.
But it says it's the equivalent of $128 a day, American dollars.
$128 a day.
To have guys pretend to be their boyfriends?
So this is what happens. Is in China, if you're a female and you're over 30 years old.
You're over the hill.
You're done.
Yeah. Oh, wait. They have a name for it right here.
You're done.
They call it leftover woman.
Leftover woman. You're leftover.
You're a leftover. You're crumbs.
I have that shit here in the U.S.
Yeah,
too,
right,
man.
Here. If you're over 30, you're over the hill here too.
Oh, no. I think they call it cougars here.
Women over here are 40 is a cougar. But, right, these are over 30. And then
over 30 is complicated.
Wait, isn't there like five guys to every woman in China, though? That's what I'm
saying. That's what I think it is. But see, this is the other thing. If you don't have change, if you don't have coin in China, if you don't have money, okay, you're not going to get women. That's just bottom line. And so these guys, because they said right here at the end of the article, it said, while renters are eager to avoid unending questions about their marital future, arrange blind dates, renting.
So what they do is they rent these guys out for the holidays. So instead of explaining to their parents why they aren't married, why they don't have a boyfriend, why they're with their parents for a week or 2 weeks, they have a boyfriend that they just pay each day.
Yeah.
And then their parents won't bother them. They won't bother them, and they don't even ask about them later on. The guy just disappears.
For many women, showing up at home with pleasant-looking, well-behaved boyfriends, even if your family never sees him again, is better than enduring 2 weeks of questions about why there's no marriage or kids on the horizon.
What happens the next year? Do you get the same dude or
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, so, and then the guys say it's like practice for them to how to treat a girlfriend and then how to
work
them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then some of them
are the guys young or the same age?
I think they're in their 20s. I think they're in their 20s.
Well, you know, Asian people don't age.
Yeah, so. They all look the same. But look, this is the really funny part. There's this one guy
Black
here.
Don't crack.
There's this one guy here that has a menu. Okay, so the things that he wants, there are extra things that they can do that they have to charge. And it says here, it's a long list of extras. Shopping would be $150 a day, and it's minimum 2 hours. To go shopping, okay?
Actually, I would charge $300.
I know, that's cheap. I would want to charge more. Chatting would be $100 a day, just chatting.
Shut up, you're boring me.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't this cool? I wish I could do this.
Email me that list. I'm going to show it to my girlfriend.
Can you imagine a guy just being like, this conversation's, here's your $100 back.
Email me that list. I'm going to show it to my girlfriend.
Here's another one. Watching a movie, okay, would be $100, and it would be double if it was a horror movie.
What a wimp,
right? Yeah, these guys are wimps. These guys aren't men. They're wimps, man. And he charges for drinking based on the spirit content, okay? Drinking alcohol, $100 per 100 milliliters of white spirits. And then 100 more for red wine, and then it's $20 more if it's beer. 500 milliliters. They actually measure it, milliliters of beer.
You know what, though, man? Women have been screwing men for decades. So, you know what? Good for him.
I know. Good. They're doing it the right way in China. Huh. Now, this is what I thought about when it said women are over 30 are, what did it say here?
Leftover women.
This is what I thought. Okay, over 30. They pretty much start rolling into the cougar phase, right? I'm thinking to myself, if I'm a 20-year-old in China and all these other guys are dealing with this, there's a huge market of women out there that are leftover women that are not getting any attention. You can start the cougar trend
in China.
Doesn't that sound smart? I mean, I would be a guy over there right now starting the cougar trend.
So you're going to be a pimp? Is that what you're going
to
do?
No, I would be out there.
You're going to be a male geisha?
Kind of like a gigolo.
I'll be your partner, bro. Let's do this shit.
Yeah.
I'm
right?
down, bro.
But I'm not too attracted to Chinese women. But if I was a Chinese guy, that's what I would be doing.
I'm only attracted to Chinese women when I'm laying down.
You guys talk together. Nobody understood that. What'd you say, Ben?
I said, you act like they're attracted to you.
I act like they're attracted to me?
You're talking like that, but I'm not attracted to Chinese women, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, they're not. I don't think they're attracted to me. I'm not attracted to them. But
I'm only attracted to them when I'm fucking getting a massage, bro. That's it.
Happy ending.
That's the only time like I'm attracted to them.
Two per week. My quota's two per week.
Which happy ending place do you go to, Alfred?
Right there in Eagle Rock. It's right there on the Eagle Rock Boulevard and York.
Oh, you know that one, Rob?
New York. Wow.
You know, I've never been there.
That's right around my house, man. Wow.
Rick found a new hangout spot.
I found a new hangout. Which one is it? Is it expensive?
Well, it's not that bad.
I want to give a shout out to Eagle Rock.
it's 30 minutes for half hour, and then you pay the tip, 40
it's 30
bucks.
30 minutes for a half hour?
Yeah, so you get 70
Repeat
bucks.
That again.
$30 for half hour.
$30. 30 bucks.
30 minutes.
I'm sorry, 30 it's, bucks for
it equals
for half
30
hour.
Minutes for a half hour.
So what? You tell them that you want a happy ending, or they ask you?
No, there's that awkward moment.
Where like
no, you know what it is? They always go, your first time here? And you always say no.
You say yes.
You say no. It's like I'm like fifth time. They say all right.
You Paris?
You gotta. Because you know what it is? If you're a cop, you can't lay down on a table naked.
Yeah.
So they know. Okay. And if you're going there, you're fucking going for a happy ending no matter what.
Yeah.
So you're laying down with your boxes on. They know something's up.
Yeah.
So they don't want to touch you or they don't want to tell you anything.
Oh, but if you're naked.
If you're naked, then fuck it. It's a fair game, bro.
You're no longer
and
a cop.
And what do they charge?
Like I'm saying, it's $30 for a half hour, and then it's a $40 tip. So 70 bucks.
Okay, 70 bucks.
But just for a rub off.
No, you could negotiate and fucking do all the shit.
I guess.
Are they good looking or what?
It depends. Like, it's like a shift, bro. It's like when you
depends
go to
what day it
yeah.
Is.
It depends. It's like when you go to strip joint. The fucking morning chicks are ugly, and the night shift's fucking pretty looking. You know what I mean?
Interesting. Interesting.
It's like that, bro.
Do they have menus?
No menus.
No menu.
Hey, I went to the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, they have menus.
They have menus. I was 23 because my cousin was about to turn 21. No, my bad. I was 24. So my cousin was about to turn 21. He lived in Vegas, so he called me up. He goes, "Hey, man. Come help me move back to LA because I make a lot of money, and if I stay here in Vegas, I'm going to spend it all." So I went to go get him, and I was there for a week before we left, and I wind up winning big. I wind up winning something like almost $3,500, and he got his last two paychecks, so he had like about $3,000 in his pocket. We're driving home. He goes, "Hey, let's go to the Bunny Ranch." Like, okay, we go there, and I used to do a joke about it.
Were the chicks hot, though? They weren't, right?
Some of them were, some of them weren't. So what it was is I picked one that was hot. And she looked hot. But once we got into the room and she busted out the menu and she took off her little nightgown, I got some ghetto bitches trying to act like she was from like the back east and stuff. She had all these tattoos and scars and shit. You know?
She had stab wounds.
She had like a scar on her back, like she got knives and shit. And then she busted out a menu, man. And it was like, I was like, "A menu?" She's like, "Yeah." She goes, "These are our hors d'oeuvres." And hors d'oeuvres were like, kissing her titties, her kissing on your neck, whatever. They start off like $50. And then like appetizers were like hand jobs and stuff like that. They start off like $100, $200. And then the main entree,
like the rest of us,
the cheapest, just basic sex.
You can't hear it right now.
I hear it. But those things aren't working anyway. It was $500. So she's like, "Which one do you want?" So I was like, "Nah, it's okay. I just had an appetizer, a snack before I got here." You know, and I just made I jerked myself offline and walked away because that shit was way too expensive.
That's expensive.
$500 for sex.
That's too much. That's too much.
I had $3,500 on me, but I was like, I'm not going to give you $500 for something that's going to last, you know, like 5-10 minutes and shit.
Oh, when, wow, you're giving yourself props.
When we were in Australia, we went to a brothel house. That was my first time going. And they had like different rooms. And you knock on the door and you pick the chicks.
How? By the door.
Wait, weren't you in Amsterdam though?
Yeah, but when we went to Amsterdam, it was like raining. And
no, don't they have the girls in the windows?
In Amsterdam, they do. Yeah. 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 But in Australia,
the red light district,
in Australia,
right?
they're the rooms. So there's like 9 rooms, and you pick the room, and you knock on the door, and then they open the door.
If she's not busy, she opens the door.
Yeah, and then they tell you to fucking pick. So you knock on the door, and if you want them, you want to fucking fuck
them. Pick one of them, right?
Yeah, so it's kind of weird, because you got to knock on all the doors to fucking...
Yeah, and then you got to say no.
Yeah, then you got to say
no. It's like you're like
dude.
A traveling salesman.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird. You're like,
but it's
okay.
Like the opposite. Like, yeah, you sell me why I should come in.
Is it expensive?
And it was all right. It
did you ever,
bad.
Like, go no to a girl? And
yeah,
then
you fucking said,
no,
dude.
But then you come back, right? Did you come back?
Turned around and walked away.
I was like, sorry. I'm just lucky. I go to the other fucking door, but it's fucking weird, dude.
Were they hot or no?
Some of them were hot. You know what I mean? But I thought it was like fucking, like here, you fucking lay on the table and the fucking Asian girl comes and she hooks you up. And I'm like, no, you got to knock on the door and you got to pick your chick. I'm like, fuck.
You're like a Mormon.
Yeah, you're a fucking Mormon right there, dude.
Really? Knocking on people's doors.
You knock on the fucking doors, dude.
Oh, man.
That's just weird because then
how much
you got.
Was it?
I think it was like $200.
You know what makes me laugh is that if you knock on the girl's door, right, and you see her, she's kind of cute, but then you keep on knocking on the rest of the doors and all of them are ugly. Then you gotta go back. Hey,
I think I left something here.
I was wondering.
I left my scrunchie here.
Is that price still available, or are you hiking up the price?
No, leave. Get out of here. You had your first chance.
She's
no,
from Australia.
I can't do that.
Australia, Rick. Pay attention.
I can't do Australia.
You're doing Asian. Asians are whores.
I can't do Australia. I can't. Sorry.
Why can't you just masturbate like the rest of us?
All right, Buffy. I'm sorry, honey. All right, guys. Hey, Alfred, where are you at next? Where's your next show?
I'm in Visalia Friday and in Porterville Saturday.
Visalia
at the Radisson. I don't know the address. I think it's the only Radisson there.
It's right off of Visalia Boulevard, I think, something like that. Moon Park,
off of Visalia Boulevard.
It's the only Radisson in Visalia.
Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah, it's the Radisson Visalia.
It's actually the biggest hotel they got.
And then Saturday, I'm at Porterville at this club called Charlie's.
Who booked you the Visalia one?
Leonard Velasquez.
Leonard, okay.
Who are you with?
With me and G. Riley.
Oh, nice.
All right.
That's Charlie's, good, man.
And you're taking Rizzo.
And Martin Rizzo.
Martin Rizzo.
Martin Rizzo.
I got a funny road story on him. me, him, and Carlos Loma went to El Centro to do a show.
Uh-huh.
And when we're coming back, you know, since everyone getting paid that much, I was headlining and Carlos was featuring, Martin Rizzo was opening. So I told him I got gas, don't worry about it. You know, we each got our own room, whatever. So on the way back, we're driving back, and I stopped by to get some gas, and I'm like, hey, Martin, do me a favor, because all the bugs on the windshield, can you clean the windshield?
Uh-huh.
So I go pay for my gas, I come back, and I'm pumping. I don't pay attention, I turn around. He's wiping the wiper blades clean.
Rizzo?
But he doesn't touch the window.
Oh,
and I'm
okay.
Like, what about the window? He goes,
that's so ghetto.
Oh, I thought if you clean the wiper blades, then you can clean the window later. I'm like, no, man. You got to clean the... Me and Carlos Loma were dying.
Oh, my God.
Bro.
How lazy can you get?
Hey, but he made them wiper blades look new, man. I'm not going to lie, dude.
These guys are funny, man.
So Johnny and Martin Rizzo are fucking two.
They're funny
guys
to take on the road. If you guys haven't taken... I took Rocky on the road, and he got wasted, and... He's just funny, man. You got to get him drunk, though.
It's kind of like a drunk 2-for-1. You take one, you get the other one, bro. Yeah.
You don't take certain guys on the road when they get drunk.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Who? Carlos, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Carlos. Oh,
Carlos. Yeah, I love you, man. I love you, bud.
I love
not
Carlos.
When you're drunk.
You know what? And you know what really gets to me is when a guy gets really wasted and you know he's that type of guy where he just kind of shuts off and other people are like clowning around him. Like, that's kind of old news already. And especially when it's like a guy like Carlos, and we did a show in Ontario the other week, and he was there at that point, and I saw people around him laughing, and I just went over there and said, hey, Carlos, let's go to the car. Let's go. And then I signaled, who's taking him home? Oh, me. Who was it? Gracie? Yeah, Gracie's taking him. And so I got Carlos's arm, and I put it around my neck. I said, let's take him out of here.
Was he mad dogging you in the walk to the car?
On the way, he was like, I'm sorry. And then he started going like, hey, what the fuck? Hey, and then I was getting close to the car, and he was like, eh, and I threw him in the car, and I knew he was going to start getting and I threw him in the car, and I closed the door, and I said, Gracie, get him out of here. And then she was like, oh, thanks, Rick. And it's like, he hasn't called me to thank me for that. I saved him. He was going to fall off the stool.
He don't remember. Believe me, he don't remember.
You know what's funny? He got drunk at fuck, what room it was. I don't know where it was at, and Rizzo and Johnny Roque had to give him a ride home, and they said they didn't know his address and he was too drunk to tell him, so they had to get his fucking ID from his pocket, and that's how they got his.
Oh, they left him.
And they just left
him. They left him on the porch. I heard that story. Yeah, I heard that story.
They did him like Animal House.
You're boring everybody. Quit boring everyone. That's boring. You're boring everybody.
Wow.
Quit boring everyone.
No, I thought it was Homer Simpson. It was going to be a drunk one, but it was a dumb one. I'm just checking out the sounds here.
Let's talk gun control. No, just kidding. Go ahead.
Way to kill the mood, Rob. Thanks, Rob. You want to talk about guns and kids? Is that what you're talking about, Rob?
No.
All right, so Alfred's in Visalia.
Okay, Alfred's in Visalia and then Porterville, right?
In Porterville. Saturday.
All right, this weekend. Anything coming up big in the next month, because people download this and listen afterwards. Anything you got coming big in March, April?
Back on the road, dude. We're back on the Fluffy fucking shop tour.
Okay, when's that?
I'm sorry, the Stand Up Revolution tour starts in March. We're doing the Toyota Center where the Rockets play, bro.
Oh, Houston
Rockets. Yeah.
All right, cool.
We're doing that March 2nd.
Awesome. Okay, that's it?
That's it, dude.
Mr. Benny 49er Mana. Who lost a lot of money.
A lot of money, man.
And has been... How has been the last 48 hours for you?
A lot of shit-talking, man.
A lot of shit-talking.
Even today, people called me up. They waited. They went, like, hello. Ah, motherfucker, I told you. You know.
I was expecting...
Because you were talking a lot of shit, too.
No, yeah. But, you know, I'm
he's going to back up his boys.
I'm gracious. Yeah. I mean, like, I gave props to the Ravens.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, hold on, Benny. This is a serious question, bro. Do you bet with your heart? Or you just...
No, because there's other times where I wanted them to win, but I didn't bet. It's just that they have a really good team, and I really thought they were going to pull it off.
So you actually thought they were going to win, even though the Ravens had the best defense and the quarterback hasn't done anything good against that defense and your secondary sucks?
Yes,
you
really I thought they were going to win. I really did think they were going to win.
You got to understand. The NFC game, they come back behind 17 points.
Yeah.
This game, they're behind 22 points.
You know what?
I
just felt like the Ravens were going to win.
Me too.
All right,
I knew it.
But Rob feels they were going to win because he hates the Niners.
Yeah.
No, right. I just thought they were going to win.
Look, you're a hater. Shut up, all right?
I can hate the Niners all
I fucking
want.
He hates San Francisco. He said it.
I just don't like the Bay Area fans.
You talk too much shit about L.A.
Oh, you know what? Raider fans are the same way, bro.
Yeah, Raider fans are
the same way. Fuck the Raiders too, bro. Yeah,
and they're from the Bay Area.
Yeah. But what my theory was, and I think it worked, my theory was that
he was
that
too new, too green.
No, the streak doesn't last that long. And he's not a rookie quarterback. But you have to look at the starts that he's had. He's had 8 starts before the Super Bowl.
Right.
And the fact that he had these 8 starts, and he's doing so good, you know, the streak was going to end. The other defense studied him well. The brothers studied the other team well.
Put it this way. They played Green Bay first, right? The first round? Yeah. Green Bay has a weak defense. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
And they played Atlanta next, right? Who did they played Atlanta after Green Bay?
No, after Green Bay, they played
Atlanta.
Yeah, they had Atlanta. Yeah. They had Atlanta.
Atlanta has a weak defense.
Yeah.
So the only defense he faced was Seattle, and they lost to Seattle.
Well, both those teams have good fronts. They don't have good secondaries.
Yeah, but you got to remember, bro. A fucking defense wins fucking titles. Dog.
You're absolutely right. But hey, you know what? You're right. And at the end of the season, who had the best defense? It was Broncos and somebody else.
Ravens.
It was Broncos and an NFC team. Who was the other NFC?
Oh,
Atlanta.
Seattle.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, they didn't win. They didn't make it.
Yeah. But at the end.
Because I believe in that. Okay. Defense win.
At the end, who had a better defense, the Niners or the Ravens?
The Ravens.
Defense wins.
Having a good defense. So, Benny, where are you going to be
at? You know
at?
What? That's not true, though, because if you look at the stats statistically, the Ravens gave up a lot of
points. How do you look at stats differently besides statistically?
Statistically, if you look at the stats, they came out the Ravens didn't have the better
The Ravens
defense.
Won because of defense. They picked the ball off and then the fumble.
They took advantage of a rookie.
The fumble.
They took advantage of a rookie.
Also, the rookie running back fumbled the ball.
What's your take on that last call?
It should have been called.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
He was holding him, dude. 2-3 yards into the end zone. He was holding balls in the air. Should have held him. But I'll tell you what, though. I'm taking it as it is and what it is because you know why? The refs didn't call that many calls during the game, so I give them credit for that. They kept it true. It's not like, oh, that's a bullshit, you know, they're calling. Like, cause even during, you know, the scuffles, they had like 3 or 4 little scuffles.
Yeah.
One of the refs got pushed, and he didn't.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't flag them.
And it was
them.
By a Raven. Yeah.
And he didn't flag them. So.
Number 29.
I'm not going to bitch about it. It should have been called.
Yeah.
It didn't get called, but you know what? The refs kept it true through the whole game.
Yeah.
They were letting them play.
It was good.
They were letting them play, so I'm not going to bitch about that. I'm taking it as a loss, dude. You know what? Yeah. Ravens, they were whooping our ass the first half. We came back the second half, but Ravens held us off. They played a great game. Big ups to them. Much love. You know, and I have a lot of players I like in the Ravens. You know, I'm a big Ray Lewis fan. I like Ray Rice.
He's great, man.
I am a Flacco fan, you know.
Do you think Ray Lewis is the best? Do you think Ray Lewis is the best player or best linebacker ever?
No. He's in the conversation.
Mike Singletary's up there.
He's in the conversation.
Mike Singletary's was a hell of a linebacker too, man.
You know who coached Ray Lewis? Singletary.
Yeah,
Singletary was Ray Lewis's coach.
Yeah, but you got Lawrence Taylor. You got
But I'll tell you one thing that I do agree with, and they said this, that Ray Lewis is one of the best emotional leaders.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
And the biggest crybaby, too.
Yeah, sure. Because he's emotional.
God, I love you. He cries a lot for a murderer.
Yeah, well, that's why, dude. God fucking. He's happy because they give him a second chance. Of course, he's going to say, God, I love you.
Nah, you know
he
what?
Wants to fit in with God, bro. You want to hear
Benny?
Yeah.
Benny, you want to hear my theory on that last call?
What?
Okay. Crabtree, and for a professional wide receiver to do what he did, okay, he danced way too long with that cornerback. The play is to him in the corner of the end zone. He is not to be dancing with that quarterback too long. It's a one step, hit the hands, and head to the corner.
Yeah,
Chris Carter said it, and also another coach said it.
He should have gone to Randy Moss.
They should have ran it. You said it right. They should have ran it.
Brad Moore. Yeah, they should have ran it. Yeah, but if they're going to throw that type of pass, Randy Moss is a better jumper. And he's proven that, you know, he can go up and get the ball.
And according to Randy Moss, he's the best receiver ever.
I don't think that. You know, not when you're talking, you're on a team where Jerry Rice was at. Jerry Rice, hands down, is the best receiver ever. All right? But, yeah, they should have thrown the ball. But even before that play, Crabtree got hit helmet to helmet. They didn't call that either.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's true. That's yeah. true. All right. So, Benny, where you at? You got Benny's got a lot going on. He's got Mariposa.
Yeah, tomorrow night I'm in Covina, Ciudad Covina. Afro Robles is going to be there.
Tomorrow night.
I'm at the Mariposa.
Oh, you forgot.
Sorry, I forgot.
245 East Roland Street in Covina. It's a fun show. I got Afro Robles, Chris Fonseca, Roger Rod, Ben Gonzalez, and Angela Costa going to be on the show.
All right.
This coming Saturday, I'm at the Ice House for my Slamming Saturday show. It's a great show. It's also our pre-Valentine show. Ooh. It's $7 with the guest list, so hit me up on Facebook, BENYMENA, Benny Mena. I got Willis Turner, Mike Favorman, Tanya Moon, Cooley, and
that guy.
Daryl Lamontre. Hey, I got him going on.
All my people, please go to Benny's shows.
They're fun shows, everybody.
He needs the money. He needs the money right now.
I need the money. I got to pay back some debt. I owe Alfred money.
Are you going to pay Alfred here?
Yeah.
Well, right now? Can we see it? Can we do it live? Can we take a picture?
Show me on Rob how you punched that girl. And I will pay out for live right here, man. Right.
That's good. Rob. Any more, Benny? Any more? Down the line. Anything
Sunday
down the
17th,
line.
Sunday the 17th, I'm at the Laugh Factory in Long Beach. And March 23rd, I'm having a big birthday show, two of them back-to-back at the Ice House, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Saturday, March 23rd, come on down. My birthday shows get crazy, packed, funny comics, come on down.
Sweet. Rob DeRocha, what you got?
I'm slow this week. I'm just doing Walnut with you on Saturday.
Oh, doing Walnut, yeah. Oh, okay, we got a private gig on Saturday. All right, let's get it. Nothing down the line, Rob?
I got other shows, but I'm not going to be
all right. Fucking say it.
Yeah, Friday night I got also a private show in La Habra, but, you know, it's a private show.
All right. Tonight I'm at Flappers. Tomorrow night I'm at Irvine Improv. At the end of this month, El Paso, Texas.
I'll be there too.
Oh, yeah. Who are you going with, Willie?
No, with me.
We're calling it the Izquierda Derrocha.
Oh, you do El Paso, Texas?
Izquierda Derrocha.
Co-headlining.
That's good, bro.
Yeah, we're co-headlining.
That's a nice fucking club, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I like
El Paso.
I love El Paso, too, dog.
I like that place, but just being there during the day.
Too hot.
It's hot. It's horrible. There's nowhere to go. Who booked you guys?
Joey?
Huh?
Joey?
No, he booked
me.
The comic strip?
Rick's making moves, bro.
I ain't staying behind. I'm trying to be a Raven. I'm trying to be a Raven here. Just right down the middle.
See what I mean? Wagon rider, man.
I'm a Steelers fan, bro.
First the Raiders, then the Steelers, now Raven.
No, right now, being a Raven,
that's... Get out the wagon, bro. Get out the wagon.
They're a champion right now.
That's why I don't buy hot dogs.
Don't make me go bad-mouthing the 49ers. I won't.
Has it better than us?
No one.
Nobody. I'm also going to be at Stand Up Scottsdale at the end of March, March 28th, 29th.
Hey, what do you think next year Quest for Six is going to be? What's going to happen?
I think we're going to get it.
Are they going to go with the same guys?
It's going to be Quest for Seven.
Yeah,
it's going to be Quest for Seven. Roethlisberger comes back.
It's going to be called Quest for Six again.
Again.
And I'm going to be
The quest continues.
And I'm going to be in Palm Springs Saturday, April 27th. You guys, thank you very much for joining Is Radio Time. My name is Ricky Skipta. Thank you, Alfred Robles, Benny Mena, and Rob DeRocha. And the girls, Laura and Caitlin, thank you for calling in today. Peace, we're out.
Thank you.